Chi High Football Top 10 Plays.
10.
First half highlights as well, and hoping maybe for another highlight here before the end of the half. Third and four from the Cards from their own 46. Crisscross, and there's some room for Mason Tester. He's loose. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. He's going to go. 54 yards to the house. Mason Tester, 19-zip Chi High.
9.
Back to pass. Trayson Witt flushed out to his right. He's hit. He's sacked. He's taken back inside the 50-yard line. Oh, what a hit. A loss of 12 on the play.
Davis Bromizel did a tremendous job of coming off the edge, and that was really set up. Tanzer did a great job of disrupting the quarterback, not allowing him to throw the football, and then Davis came from the other edge and put a great hit on the quarterback.
8.
Third and 27, Babinski rolling out to his left under heavy pressure again. Babinski going to heave it left side. Oh, he's got a man wide.
Oh, what a hit at the 45-yard line. Oh, my goodness. Dawson Goodman
landed
the receiver. I couldn't even see the number, but I just
Dawson Goodman. It's number 23.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
7.
Babinski with single receivers left and right, calls for the ball, mass protection, pump fakes. Now he's going to go over the middle, deep over the middle, intercepted in the end zone. A diving interception, and Chi High turns the Evergreens back.
And that's Jackson Google.
5.
Leading 14-7. They have a first and 10 from the 43 of New Richmond. Twin tight ends, twin wing backs. Give right side Dawson Goodman. Goodman has a crease. 40, 35, 30. He's on. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. To the end zone. Touchdown. From 43 yards out. Dawson Goodman to the house.
6.
Von Hayden back to pass. Going to float it out right side. He's got a man across the 20. It's a foot race now. 45, 50. Down the sideline. He's going to go all the way. Mason Howard. 93 yards to the house. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls.
4.
The Cats facing a 3rd and 8 from their own 26. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. From the gun with a back to his right. Range back to pass, throws right side. He's intercepted. Picked off at the 32-yard line.
Jackson Google.
Jackson Google, his 7th interception of the season.
3.
Trips to the left, single receiver right. Ball in the near hash, 3rd and 17, they'll call it. Chi High with the ball on their own 43-yard line. Mason Von Hayden with the rain falling, rolling out to his left. Floats it down the middle of the field. He's got a man at the 42-yard line. Makes someone miss. It's a first down for Chi High and still loose. That's Jackson LeMay. He's still going. They can't get him down. 10, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown. Chippewa Falls from 47 yards out.
2.
2nd and 12 from the 17 for Chi High. Von Hayden under center. Double wing, double tight. Von Hayden back to pass. He's going to go deep down the right sideline. Looking for Howard. Races up. Makes the catch. In the end zone.
Touchdown.
Chippewa Falls. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Was that a grab? Perfect throw. Perfect catch. And the Cardinals with a chance to tie this one up, one kick away.
1.
And so they are down to the 17. And it's on the left foot of senior Asubulu Mason, a 34-yard attempt to try to knock off the conference-leading unbeaten River Falls Wildcats, who are going to come at this one hard. They had some trouble with the snap the last time. Dawson Goodman will be the holder. Good snap, good hold. Subi's kick is blocked.
Wait, Chi High still has the ball. And then Chi High still has
Dawson
the ball.
Dawson Goodman has it.
Dawson Goodman.
Chi High Football Top 10 Plays.
WOGO, your sports station.
Chi High Football is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, also by Johnson Roloff, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, by Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Oakland Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolet Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, SmartScan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, and Alan Dunham.
Good evening in this time.
Well, good evening and welcome to another season of Chi High Football here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680. Live streaming at WOGO.com on Twitter at WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you for this Parents Night and Senior Night. It is the first game of the season, but the 50th season. Coaching high school football for Chi High head coach Chuck Rakovich, his 38th year in Chippewa Falls. And Dave Check, that is quite an accomplishment.
Yes, it is. And I'm glad to say that I've been a part of most of those years being involved here on the program. I think Rakovich's first year here was my sophomore year, going way back. But that's just incredible, that many years. And it was fun to do the interview. I think there was a really nice article that was written. Just nothing but good things to say about what Coach does for the players as men and what he's created here for the program.
We'll hear from both head coaches on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports. Again, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics all school year long. We'll hear from Travis Kowalski of Pullman. Again, familiar starting opponent. I believe the Chippewa Herald mentioned 19 out of the last 20 seasons, with COVID year being the exception. These two teams have squared off in game one of the season. Last year, Chi High got the better of Pullman 38-7, Dave. But something that is kind of rare, even with the turnover in high school football, is that Chi High needs to replace 20 of 22 starters.
Yeah, you know, obviously they got the quarterback coming back, and that's a big thing because he's going to be a big part of leading that team. But other than that, you know, a big part of the problem is going to be us trying to figure out all these new names
yes.
that we're going to be calling.
So be patient with us.
You know, listening to those highlights that we had last year, and you really get used to the team after a while, who the big name players are and everything. And obviously it's going to take us some time to do that. But Chi High's got to, you know, try to build an identity here tonight. It's a non-conference game. You want to look for, you know, things that you can improve on. Not really worried about win or loss in a non-conference game so much as you are trying to improve what you need to improve on. And for Chi High, that's probably going to be trying to find an identity as an offense.
We'll continue to break it down as we go through this Cardinal Countdown pregame show. Thank you to all the sponsors making these broadcasts possible. You'll hear from a few of them now. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you at beautiful DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports. We're back in 2.5 minutes.
Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student-athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. all made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Hi, this is Greg Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to the Chi High season opener from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls here on WOGO Sports, your home for Chi High and McDonald Athletics. The Holman Vikings, the traditional first game of the season opponent for Chi High. We're here with head coach Travis Kowalski. And coach, this is a matchup, I believe it's 19 of the past 20 seasons. You always see Chi High non-conference. Last year, a bit of a rough game for you guys, a bit of a rough start to the season. You end up having a great run at the end and vaulting yourself into the playoffs, lost to an eventual, I believe, state semifinalist in De Pere. So how does games like this help you in the Mississippi Valley?
Well, Chippewa Falls is a Division I team, so you always want to challenge yourselves. Our first two games this season are always whoever we can find that are the toughest competition, because you want to come out and get an opportunity to play teams that are good. So coming up here to Chippewa Falls is awesome.
Coach, I know here in Chippewa replacing 20 of 22 starters, what's it like with the mixture of new players and varsity experience for you?
You know, you get that every year with us. You know, you get some guys that graduate, some guys that come back, and what you're looking for is consistency. We stress off-season work in the weight room, so if our guys come in stronger the next year, you know, it gives us a foundation to build on.
For those returners you have this year, Coach, how do you expect them to build off the way they finished the season last year?
You know, last year's last year. It was a great finish to the end of the season, but this is new faces, new seniors. We just want to come out here and start doing things right. You know, obviously you always want to get a win, but if we come out here and build momentum and you look to the next game and just keep building.
Well, Coach, it's tradition. It's good to be back to it. Beautiful night for football. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Head coach Travis Kowalski back with Coach Rakovich after this. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Welcome back to the Cardinal Countdown pregame show here on WOGO Sports live from beautiful Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. It's game one, the season opener for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals against the Holman Vikings. We're here with head coach Chuck Rakovich. And coach, first off, congratulations. Your 50th year of coaching high school football, and I don't think your enthusiasm for this sport, for these young men, has waned at all.
Oh, no, it never will. How can it? Why would you not love doing this?
Coach, two starters coming back. You've got a lot of youth on this team. I'm sure a lot of enthusiasm. What have you seen in practice so far?
Well, the kids have worked hard. Our kids don't miss practice. They don't show up late. They don't leave early. They come and they work hard. They do everything we ask them to do, plus. I'm just so impressed with the kids we have on the team this year.
Coach, I know we'll talk about it probably throughout the season, but your captains this year, you always make sure they have a captain's project, that they're leaders not only on the field, in the classroom, in the community. What's your captain squad like this year?
Well, I'll tell you what. Matter of fact, I got a piece of paper in my pocket that I hand to the officials before every game. And on this piece of paper, it's got the captain's name, their number, and on the bottom, it's got the captain's project that they did. I always tell the officials that to be a captain in our program, you have to do a project that brings the community, school, and team together. And, you know, so far, like the captains tonight, the Rod and Gun ice fishing event, there was about 30 kids that showed up out there and helped run that event. The Rod and Gun summer fishing event, the same thing, about 30 kids. Ruby's Pantry food drive. And then, again, another one of their captains was involved in that ice fishing event. So there's a lot of events around the community, a lot of things that the kids do that people probably don't know, but it's become a special thing. Our kids rally around it. It's an awesome thing to have these kids. And I'll tell you what, I don't pick these events. I don't pick the projects. They've got to tell me, they got to come to me and tell me what the project is. And if it's a good one, I'll let them do it. If it's not, I'll say, no, you got to do something else. So this is all student run. I don't run it.
And finally, coach, on the field, Holman, a familiar opponent, what do you need to do to come out on top?
Well, obviously, score more points than they do. You know, that's a simple answer there. But, you know, they're a big, strong team, you know, like Holman always is. So we've just got to play good defense and put some points on the board.
Coach, it's going to be fun. Man, it's good to be back to football. Great to see you.
It is. Good to see you too, Caleb, and you guys have a great night up there.
Thank you, Coach. Head Coach Chuck Rakovich here on the Cardinal Countdown pregame show on WOGO Sports.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut. That's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cardinal Countdown pregame show continues here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, your WOGO broadcast team here for this game one of the 2023 campaign. Chi High against Holman. Both teams' records pristine right now, 0-0. Dave, and again, non-conference game. Somebody's going to go out of here with a loss, but the point is getting better and getting ready for two teams that expect to be in the playoffs every year.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And these two teams have always played each other pretty competitive. Last year, the game got a little bit out of hand. Chi-High took it to Holman pretty good, but don't expect that to happen again this year. Chi-High's defense, I think, is going to come out pretty strong, pretty experienced. Got a lot of players that are going to give a lot of heart out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if both of these teams have a tough time putting up points on the other team. So we'll see how our offense does. Coach Rako's right. All we got to do is score more than they do. Look for our defense to pull a shutout.
This is Chi-High Football on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Thank you to Sam Aberle and Greg Stewart back at the WOGO home base in Halley, and the intrepid Chris Perry running the Chi-High live stream. You can watch and listen to tonight's game via CFHS, CFHS Media on YouTube. Chi-High and Holman coming up next on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Going to go to Tetrault on this side. Tetrault catches it again. Unbelievable. His fifth touchdown of the night. The senior on senior night.
Down the sideline. He's going to go all the way. Mason Howard, 93 yards to the house. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi-High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Score big and get paid with Better Checking. Shop and support local business with your Nicolet Bank debit card to help earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with real rewards checking. Join thousands of our customers who have had the opportunity to earn big with a real rewards checking account. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch to Nicolet Bank. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local Nicolet Bank team today. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Chi-High Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Radio and Cardinals TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. A beautiful sunshine-drenched field here at DeRay. It's Chi-High from the Big Rivers Conference against the Mississippi Valley Conference's Holman Vikings. Chi-High and Holman, 19 of the last 20 seasons these two teams have tangled. Holman will be dressed in the white uniforms with the dark gray pants, gray numerals, and maroon helmets, Chi High, resplendent in their home reds with the jet black pants, the red slash stripe on the side of the pants, black numerals, white outlines, and those matte black helmets with the silver CF insignia. Chi High deferred their choice to the second half after winning the toss, and so we'll see, Dave, check that Chi High defense right away.
Yeah, exactly. Exciting to get out there and see what the defense can do. You know, Caleb, don't mean to put you on the spot, wondering if you know the record of the last 19 years between Chi High and Holman, because I'd be willing to bet it's pretty close. These two teams battle year after year, and a lot of the games, low-scoring games last year, is a big outlier for the way these games are played. But
well, here's what I can tell you. I may not know off the top of my head, but Brandon Berg of the Chippewa Herald does, and Chi High leads the all-time series over Holman 19-10. They've won three of the last four overall, and each of the last four games has been decided by at least 14 points. So thank you to Brandon Berg and the Chippewa Herald for being on top of things.
There you go. And you know, obviously, that's not the sense I get from the history of these two teams, but apparently Chi High's got a pretty good edge. Let's see if they can keep it tonight.
First meeting of a 15-7 Chi High victory September 1st, 1989. I don't know much about that year other than it's the year my little brother Josh and Taylor Swift were born. So
that's the year I graduated, so it would have been the year after I left Chi High, so interesting.
Well, good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Again, Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham, as we are ready for football here at DeRay. Ethan Fashingauer, the run up and the kick, and we are underway with an end-over-end boot that's picked up on a knee at the 21-yard line, and that's going to stop play right then and there. And pretty good starting field position for the Chi High defense. Is no return there.
Yeah, not a very deep kick, but luckily for Chi High, he just kind of touched his knee when he grabbed it. They're going to start at the 22.
We'll go to the sidelines for the first time with Alan Dunham, and a lot of energy down there, Alan.
It's always great at the beginning of the season, all the energy and excitement. They're just excited to get out and hit somebody other than their teammate.
So Holman will start first and 10 at the 22 officially. First play from scrimmage of the game. Noah Ertz, 6'5" senior, will be the starting quarterback. Two wing backs, two tight ends as well. Man in motion left to right. Give right up the middle, pounding up to about the 25, maybe the 26. Not a lot of running room there.
As usual, a whole mob of Cardinals when you run up the middle like that, tackled by about five guys, makes it up to about the 25 and a half. Give them the 25 for a three-yard gain.
And 103.1 FM, AM 680. Live streaming audio at WOGO.com or watch and listen via CFHS Media on YouTube. Gain of 4, 2nd and 6 from the 26. Holman double tight. Two wing backs. Give to the fullback right up the middle, and he's busting through the line for a gain. Drug down by a shoestring as he falls across the 50-yard line and into Chi High territory for a gain of 25, 24, they'll call it. His knee went down right at midfield.
A.J. McNamara with that shoestring tackle, it looks like. I think if that's number three out there.
Again, a lot of new faces, a lot of new names to introduce you to in this first broadcast as Chi High, 20 of 22 starters, lost to graduation. So a lot of youth, a lot of exuberance there. First and 10 from midfield for the Holman Vikings. Three men in the backfield behind the quarterback Ertz. Double tight ends, man in motion left to right. Fake to the fullback, and Ertz is going to keep it himself off right end, and he smashes his way inside the 45 down to the 42. A flag comes from behind the play.
In late, that's usually a hold there, but it could have been, I think we'll wait for that, it is a hold. So good for Chi High, good break, probably a 9-yard gain on the play, going to bring it back. Going to probably be about first and about where it was anyway, 11 yards maybe.
So they will march Holman back via the penalty. Again, just looking at this backfield for Holman, I mean, when you start off with Noah Ertz, 6'5", 215, the senior quarterback, he is a load to bring down. And just looking at the Chi High defense, not a huge unit out there. And so, again, going to have to rely a lot on your discipline here.
Be interesting to see what Holman does here. First and 15 officially, and they've had such success right up the middle. I don't think that that's going to hold them back. They'll just keep going up the middle.
Their own 45. Give to the fullback right over the middle, and he is drugged down right at the line of scrimmage.
That's 54. What do you got for...
For Chi High, 54 is Jackson Martin, the 5'11", 185-pound junior. That fullback, you should mention, is Ezra Markovsky. He's 6'1", 175, a junior.
Great tackle for a gain of only 1 yard there.
So that'll make it second and 13. They'll maybe give him two. It was really a gain of about a yard and a half, if we're being generous. 9:43 to go here, first quarter. No score, first drive of the game for Holman. Two wing backs and a fullback. Ertz under center, going to keep himself looking for the pitch. Late pitch left side. Chi High swarms, and diving forward across midfield is A.J. Ailish, the sophomore running back. He'll plunge down to the 49 of Chi High. Third and long still coming up. Third and about nine. We'll see if the scoreboard agrees.
About 5 yards on that play. That was a really good defense by the Chi High. Good discipline. They did kind of a counter reverse and then a pitch at the end, and all the Chi High Cardinals stayed where they needed to be.
So third and nine from the Chi High 49. Ball in the far hash.
Could be two down territory here if they get close enough.
Ertz under center trying to get some movement from Chi High. He'll jump back up, get a call from the sideline, then crouch back under his center on this third and long. Give to the fullback right up the middle. Nothing doing there. A swarm from Chi High.
76 for sure. Lincoln Herman was involved in that one.
Herman 6'3", 255, a junior, and no gain on the play. And now you're talking two down territory. Now I'm guessing this is punting time.
Yep.
Chi High will.
Yeah, if they would have got, you know, enough to make it about a fourth and three or four, maybe. But now it's a fourth and nine. Great stop there.
Carter Bovey, number six, the 6 foot DB, will be standing just inside his own 20 to receive this punt. Chi High's defense allows one first down, then holds strong. Any little help via the holding penalty. Good snap, minimal rush, high, straight kick. That's going to send Bovey back inside his 10-yard line, and it will skip into the end zone and almost hit the far back pylon, and Chi High will start first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Again, great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. It's time for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Keys to the game for Chi High defensively. We may have missed the first possession, but offensively, what do you think, Dave Check?
Well, I think, you know, like we talked about, they've got to find an identity. This is a game that is not a game that's going to affect you in the long run either way. So you got to learn. You got to, you know, try different things. See what works for you. They got a young team, and they're going to have to come out and learn some things right away.
Those are your keys to the game tonight, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Chi High first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. And starting trips to the right, single receiver to the left. And Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, will take the snap. He'll flip it out, flare screen right side, past the 20-yard line, up to the 25, the 30, and loose across the 35. And still spinning, 40, 45, 50. That is Jackson LeMay, the 5'9 junior. And as Mike Thompson has said many times, Jackson LeMay, good at sports.
That's the way you need to start for the Cardinals right there. That's a... something you don't expect out of a Cardinal team, to come out passing, but that's a huge gain.
And head coach Chuck Rakovich is 50 years coaching high school football. I'm not sure the bubble screen has been a regular starting play, but it's a gain of 30 for Chi High. Twin receivers to the left, two men in the backfield, one Hayden. Going to give it to LeMay. LeMay across the 50-yard line inside the 45 for a gain of five. So two plays, two Jackson LeMay touches, 35 yards for this Chi High offense.
It's a great start for them. Let's see them mix it up. It's great to see them come out in different formations like that. You know, sometimes after a couple of games, they don't necessarily stick with it, but, you know, that's what these non-conference games are for, see what works. If this works for this team with a very young offensive lineman to spread it out like this, this is what they got to do.
Xander Neal getting a play call from the sideline. We'll get back to Alan Dunham in a moment, but Chi High is moving with unfamiliar paces. There will be a stoppage as the right tackle jumped offside there. But, Alan, something we don't normally see from Chi High, playing with a little tempo and playing spread on their opening drive.
Yeah, if you notice in that play right there, Von Hayden, the quarterback, was lined up in the slot. Backup quarterback Potter was in taking the snap.
Just looking at the numbers out there so far, I see number 68 offensive line, sophomore. Number 72 is a senior. We'll get their names in
King
years
and
a bit.
Twin receivers left, and now I think Holman just gave those 5 yards back as their right end jumped offside. We'll see if the officials
didn't see anyone move for Chi High.
Offside, so 5 yards given right back for Chi High. And, Alan, we've seen Xander Neal sprint to the sideline a few different times. Is he getting a play call, or is he getting just a check from what the coaches are seeing?
Yeah, just based on formation.
Second and five now from the Holman 45. First drive of the game for Chi High. No score. First quarter here at Duray. And there's Von Hayden going to keep it himself, and he's got room across the 40, 35, 30, cutting outside the numbers and skips out of bounds, ripping off a gain of 16 yards. The senior quarterback, Mason Von Hayden, 6'2", 183, and he's got some wheels.
Yes, he does, and we knew that about him. We watched him run all around the field last year. Great to see a 16-yard gain right to start. Got a pass completion for 30 yards. Give him confidence right off the bat.
First and 10 from the Holman 29. Chi High knocking on the door of the Johnson roll-off red zone. Twin receivers left and right. Von Hayden calls for the snap. He's going to pop fly deep down the right side. Got a man open. Can he run under it? Not quite. A diving attempt at the 5-yard line.
Pretty good route. Probably overthrown maybe only by a couple of feet, and that could have been a touchdown.
Jackson Boland, the intended receiver. They really like the wide receivers and about 4 to 5 deep, really quick guys, and they want to get the ball to them in space.
Boland at 5'11", again, another junior. This junior class, they've been kind of waiting in the wings, got some playing time as sophomores. Now we'll see Boland and Sam Hebert. Again, two of those juniors split out to the right. Two men in the backfield with Von Hayden. He's going to take the snap, hesitate, keep it himself off right guard, plunges inside the 25-yard line, does a good job pushing the pile down to about the 23. That's a gain of 6, and will make third and manageable.
They're going to use Von Hayden quite a bit as a runner out there.
White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass. Chi High, 3rd and 4. Twin receivers right, single receiver wide to the left. Von Hayden calls for the ball from the shotgun. Delayed give. That's Devin Bush, I believe. No, that's Jackson LeMay again. And LeMay dances down to the 21 to make it 4th and short.
This is definitely 4-down territory here. Not even a question for the Cardinals.
Now Devin Bush does come back into the game. What's up about Jalen Smith?
Who was the runner on that last play?
That was LeMay. So LeMay's got multiple touches here on this first drive for Chi High. 4th and 2 on the 21 of Holman. For the Cards, two men in the backfield flanking the right of Von Hayden, the senior. Von Hayden gives to LeMay. LeMay reaching forward, got the first down. The ball pops out. It's loose. Who's going to get to it first? Von Hayden is in a pile at the 22. Holman says they have it.
Well, either way,
the
officials agree. It wouldn't have been a first down anyway where that ball bounced to.
So first turnover of the game, a promising drive from Chi High. Stymied. Again, whether you call it a turnover by fumble or a turnover on downs. The ball goes back to Holman. And
I think that, who was the ball carrier on that one?
That was LeMay again.
Yeah, I think LeMay officially got 2 yards on that and then a fumble. But.
Yeah, it looked like Allen, like Jackson had the first down, and then I don't know if he's fighting for extra yardage, but got knocked loose.
What I saw is the ball was not well secured, came out on contact.
So it'll end up being right back at the 21-yard line. Holman, their second drive, still no score here in the first quarter. Give right up the middle as Chi High hammers the fullback Markovsky there.
I want to give a shout-out to number 66, Nolan Pasola, the nose tackle. He's a key player in this game to control the center. Coach was raving yesterday about his work ethic in the weight room over the summer.
Big kid at 6'1", 248, the senior, Pasola. And again, we'll just keep reiterating, there are a lot of new faces, new names you'll be hearing throughout this season. 2nd and 8, just a gain of 2 for Holman. 4:40 to go here, first quarter, no score from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Quarterback's going to keep it himself and spun down at the 25 after a gain of 2. Minimal gain there for Noah Ertz.
This kind of reminds me of Holman last year. I could have swore they didn't pass the ball but maybe one time the entire game.
Well, make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That is 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Smart Scan Medical Imaging, find out more at MYSSMI.com. That's MYSSMI.com for Smart Scan Medical Imaging. Third and six, another big test here for the Chi-Hi defense, trying to force a three and out after the quick change on the turnover. Third and six, Holman from their 25-yard line. Ertz going to give to the fullback right up the middle. He'll push the pile just shy of the 30-yard line. They may mark it at the 29. Gain of four, needed six. And we'll see if Coach Kowalski wants to roll the dice here on a fourth and two from inside his own 30.
That would be a pretty gutsy move from where they're at right here, but I don't see any movement. So their offense is staying out there, unless that's also their punting unit. I think we got our answer. They're on their own 30. Look for him to get Chi-Hi to jump here. I don't know that they necessarily want to run a play here.
3:19 and counting, first quarter. Both teams have possessed the ball once. This is the second possession for Holman. Fourth and two from their own 29. Ertz under center. Fullback, two wingbacks. Ertz is going to give it to himself, keep it himself, and he's going to push forward. That is a gutsy call, and he may have the first down.
That's what you call a non-conference call right there. He went to the 34. He got a five-yard gain. That's going to be good enough.
Coach Kowalski maybe seeing, Allen, some of the explosiveness of that Chi-Hi offense and saying we need to try to get some points on this drive.
Well, I think, as you noted before, Holman has some advantage in size, so going straight at Chi-Hi defense is their best route.
So I don't mind that call based on the way the teams are playing, but knowing that both of these two teams are going to rely on their defense, I'm not sure I like taking the chance on putting my defense in that position.
First and 10 from the 34. Ertz keeping himself. Won't take the pitch. Instead, he will just pile drive across the 40 up to the 45, maybe the 46 for a first down on a gain of 12. And he is a load. Ertz, the quarterback. At 6'5", if he just falls forward, he'll get a couple extra yards at the end of every play.
You know, that punt last time also was just a booming kick. Landed on the 1 yard line and just barely, you know, rolled in if he would have bounced it right. So they definitely got a punter with a good leg. So we'll see what happens. So far it's working out for them.
First and 10, Holman from their own 46. They've had one brief foray into Chi-Hi territory. Pushed back because of penalty. Ertz wheels. He'll keep it himself. Late pitch, high pitch, and Chi-Hi's going to sniff it out in the backfield and snuff it out. A sea of red back at the 47-yard line. There was nowhere to go for A.J. Ailish. And the sophomore did a great job taking that high pitch and keeping it from skittering 5 yards behind him.
So far, the Holman Vikings have 11 rushes for 57 yards, a little over a 5 yard average. The Chi-Hi's came up big with a couple of big stops for no yardage. The big 25 yard run is what's hurt that average so far.
Second and 10, so they'll call it no gain on the play from their own 46. 80 seconds left in the first quarter. No score between Chi-Hi and Holman. Holman, the ball in the far hash. Ertz under center again. Two wingbacks and a fullback. Early movement, I believe. And delay of game, actually, is the call against Holman. Didn't get that play off in time, and that will back them up and make this second down 5 yards longer.
You know, Caleb, when Chi-Hi plays Holman, I'm not sure how you get all of the commercials in with these two teams. When they run the ball almost every play, it seems like the first quarter is over before we even start.
I know. We've got a bunch of great sponsors, and we will recognize them throughout the game. But yeah, if they would throw a little bit more and score a little more as well.
Penalties have been the only stoppage of clock so far. One incomplete pass.
Second and 15, Holman from their own 41. Final 45 seconds of the first quarter. Ertz going to keep it himself, bounces off one tackle, splits it out beyond the tackles and the numbers on the far side, gets the penalty yardage back, and maybe one more up to about the 47-yard line. A pretty nice crowd on hand here. Beautiful night for football at Duray. A lot of folks enjoying those steak sandwiches. Got a whiteout in the student section. And a pretty healthy-looking student section, I would say, too, considering that we're still a couple weeks away from the school year starting.
Beautiful weather, though. What else would these kids want to be doing on a day, night like tonight?
Nice contingent up from the Cooley region from Holman as well. 3rd and 9 in the 47, final play of the first quarter. Pitch out to the right side and slowed down and drugged down at the 50-yard line. The ball carrier that time, number 7, Jack Barth.
Jack Zwiefelhofer, number 9, with a great arm tackle out there.
And that'll take us to the end of the first quarter. After one complete, no score between Chi-High and Holman. Back in 60 seconds, this is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Hi, this is Greg Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Sports first quarter of the 2023 campaign is complete. No score between Chi-High and Holman. Cardinals a promising drive that fell just shy of the Johnson Roloff red zone as a fumble gave the ball back to Holman. This is the second possession of the game by the Vikings, and they are set to punt just like they did the first time. Did have a gutsy fourth and short from inside their own 30 that they converted, but now Carter Bovey standing to receive this, and the punter drops the ball. It's still loose. Chi-High diving on it inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36. Trading turnovers, and the Cardinals have the ball in brilliant starting field position.
Yeah, that's one thing we forgot to talk about is special teams. Such a huge component of the win-loss record, and Chi-High starting out, taking advantage of a fumbled snap. And, you know, as it turns out, Holman may have gotten 20 yards out of going for it, but in the long run, put him in a bad position here.
Well, Alan, it looked like that was a solid snap, and the punter just dropped it.
Just a simple thing when you're looking ahead, instead of catching the ball, it falls on the ground, and the Chi-High defense scooped it up.
First and 10, Chi-High. Golden opportunity here, starting at the 36 of Holman. Four wide, split evenly left and right. Single back to the right of Mason Von Hayden, the senior. He will flip it out right side. He's got his man across the 40-yard line, upended. Shy of the 35, back at the 37. That was Xander Neal out of the backfield.
Loss of one officially.
So second and long coming up for Chi-High.
Maybe they'll give him back to the line of scrimmage.
Line of scrimmage. So second and 10 from the 36. First 30 seconds gone by here of the second quarter. Catch us on 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming audio at wogo.com, or watch and listen via Cardinal TV, CFHS Media on YouTube. Give right off the right side. That's Jackson LeMay. LeMay runs into a wall of white-clad Holman defenders at the 31-yard line. But nice gain of 5 for Jackson LeMay. And going down to Allen again, LeMay is not a big guy at 5'9", 170, but I've been pretty impressed by the way he's finishing these runs.
Absolutely. He's a strong kid. He's very athletic. And credit to the offensive line for giving a lot of space to work with.
And the coaches as well, putting the ball right back in their playmakers' hands even after that fumble on the last drive. We'll see what Chi-High comes up with here. 3rd and 5 from the 31 of Holman. Still no score. And a motion right to left, faking the jet sweep. Going with the jet sweep across the 30-yard line. Darting forward, 25-20, and a first down inside the 20-yard line to the 17. That is Jalen Smith. We were talking about him earlier, 5'11", 160, a sophomore, and he showed a nice burst.
I was talking to the coaches yesterday. Jalen Smith is a sophomore. He really stood out during camp. They were excited to get the football in his hands.
Works out well there on the jet sweep for Chi-High. Gain of 13, I believe. First and 10 from the 18. Ball on the far hash. Now Chi-High officially in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Give off the left side. Pushing forward down to about the 15. on the carry. Johnson Roll-Off, the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone sponsor. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. Thank you so much to Brian and the crew for being part of our WOGO Sports broadcast again. Second and seven from the 15 on the gain of three. Chi-High, twin receivers right, single receiver left, ball on the far hash. Von Hayden calls for the ball and whistles. He'll blow this play dead as he was given to LeMay off left guard. Might be early movement on Chi-High, we'll see. There's a false start. We'll get Jackson Bolin for that one.
Early game jitters, those are the kind of things when we move into the conference season that makes the coach pull their hair out.
Preston Auger subbing out for Chi-High, second and 12 from the 20. So still in that Johnson Roll-Off red zone with 9:27 and a clock still going as the officials will now dart onto the field again. And probably a stoppage for something.
Might be this uniform. Number 10, Jackson Boland, is something wrong with his uniform that the ref pointed out. Knee pad maybe.
Devin Bush will come in, probably because Boland's on the far side of that formation split out. So a timeout taken. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds. Chi-High in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone, looking to score first here on WOGO Sports. Back in 60.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized carrier dealer. Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Rolling out to his right, being chased, goes right side, got a man just inside the 15-yard line, tiptoeing out of bounds, up to the 10. That'll make it third and short, a good pitch and catch from the Chi-High offense.
That's Jalen Smith again. That was 29.
And that is Jalen Smith, and we've called his name, his number, early and often here, Alan.
I really didn't see him completing that pass. Three receivers in the same area. Great job by Von Hayden to thread the needle.
Third and two now from the 10 of Holman. Chi-High in a scoreless game. Bouncing in the backfield, jitterbugging, pushing forward, and close to a first down was Jackson LeMay. And it is a first down. Chi-High will move the sticks, and they will have a first and goal at the 8-yard line. Jalen Smith will sub out. Bolin split out slot to the left, along with Sam Hebert. LeMay to the right of Von Hayden from the shotgun. First and goal from the 8. Give to LeMay. LeMay bouncing, finds a crease, pushing inside the 5-yard line. He'll be stopped right about there. Gain of 3, second and goal coming up.
That's interesting. I don't see a ton of movement being pushed around. You know, it's not like Holman's defensive line is being pushed around, but we got running backs that really know how to kind of dance around and find the hole, take their time, pick and choose, and works for a gain of about 3 there for Jackson LeMay.
Second and goal from the 5. Jalen Smith is back out there in the slot to the left. Bolin split out to the right. Von Hayden from the gun. He drops the snap, picks it up on a bounce, and is going to keep it himself, and he is just slammed to the turf shy of the line of scrimmage. Loss of maybe 2. Third and goal from the 7 coming up. Xander Neal will sub back in for Chi-High, subbing pretty freely. They're going to bring out Preston Auger, so I think Chi-High is probably looking to spread out a little bit more here on this third and goal from the 7. If they don't punch it in here, Dave, then we'll see the confidence in the kicking game early on. Of course, Subi Mason, phenomenal for Chi-High. Third and goal from the 7, and early movement is going to make it third and 12.
Yeah, Draco left on the sideline just scratching those three or four squares he's got left to pull out. But, yeah, now they're going to be set back a little more difficult. Maybe it'll give them a little bit more space to move around in. But watched a little bit of their practice. They do got a couple of nice kickers that are competing for a spot. So we'll see. I think they definitely have confidence in their kicker from, you know, I'm not sure we have a 50-yard field goal kicker this year, but, you know, definitely in this range.
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Third and goal from the 12. Von Hayden from the gun. Takes a waist-high snap. Von Hayden looking over the middle. Got a man to Slimane into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Von Hayden to LeMay for six, and Chi High on the board for the first time in 2023.
Then again, I don't think we're going to have to worry about kicking, are we?
Well, we'll see if
we'll see how they
maybe.
Do on the extra point.
And just a dart, Allen, right down the seam.
Yeah, absolutely. LeMay lined up in the slot position, ran a skinny post, and Von Hayden put it in the perfect spot.
12-yard touchdown pass.
Number eight. Luke McIntyre in the attempt at the
Luke
point.
Luke McIntyre will be the place kicker. Out of the snap of Noah Potter. And boots it right through the uprights. It is 7-0 Chi High. We're back in 60 seconds. This is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Going to go to Tetrault on this side. Tetrault catches it again. Unbelievable. His fifth touchdown of the night, the senior on senior night.
Down the sideline, he's going to go all the way. Mason Howard, 93 yards to the house. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Back to Chi High Football and WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Sam Aberley back at the Wogo home base in Halley. It is 7-0 Chi High. They strike first, getting on the board with 7:22 remaining in the half. McIntyre back out there for the kickoff. High, end over end, a little bit short. Picked up at the 19-yard line, straight ahead between the hashes, and driven down at the 28. Return man for Holman. The Chi High defense will try to hold strong once again.
So a lot of work being done so far by sophomore Jalen Smith and junior Jackson LeMay for the Cardinals. Great job on offense, punching that in when they need to.
28-yard line is the line of scrimmage, 7:16 to go. Holman has, I believe, stayed in the same formation this entire contest.
See if they decide to pass at all this half.
Ertz under his center, two wing backs and a fullback. Give to that fullback, Markovsky. Excuse me, Ertz going to keep it himself, and he's spun down across the 30-yard line. First hat to the ball is number 50 for Chi High, and that's Trevor Dombrowski, a 6'2", 193 junior.
Stop for the Cardinals. Maybe give him 3 yards to the 31.
And I'm sure, Allen, that energizes the defense, seeing the offense put one in even when they got backed up a little bit there on third and 12, third and goal from the 12.
Yeah, absolutely. Gives them some energy, and they've done a good job here on defense, not giving up a lot of big plays.
Second and 7 after the game of 3, Holman from their own 31-yard line. Ertz, double give right up the middle. That's Ailish, and Ailish across the 35-yard line. I think he'll make the 36 for a gain of 5, third and short. Coming up.
Well, it could be four down territory from anywhere with the Holman coach here.
Coming up, we'll have the Hy-Vee halftime show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. The Chick-fil-A food truck was there today, but I believe they left a little over an hour ago. We'll tell you at halftime about your opportunity to enjoy 7 food trucks with a big celebration family fun day coming up for Hope Village. August 26th, the week from Saturday.
Ertz, the give to his fullback up the middle, pushing forward for a first down up to the 40-yard line on a gain of four. Smarkovsky again.
Brett Krista was disciplined to stay in the hole and made a nice tackle.
I believe that actually was Aiden Smith, the ball carrier that time.
Stretched that out to the 41 for a 5-yard gain, actually.
Holman with 5:38 and the clock rolling, trailing 7-0 again, would feel really good about themselves if they can go into this half tied, as it's been a ball control game. Holman started with it first. Chi-High will take possession. Start the second half. Both teams have traded turnovers. Give the fullback again and strung out, pushed down just past the line of scrimmage. That was Markovsky again. And
the one thing you got to wonder 42. With Holman is 5 minutes enough for them to score.
That's true. Again, they
another 1 yard gain here for them.
I mean, kind of a contrast in styles, which we're not normally used to seeing when you see a running ball control offense against Chi-High, but we've seen Chi-High operate out of the spread, put the ball in the air. We've seen jet sweeps, bubble screens, seen a passing touchdown. We haven't seen the double wing formation yet. Second and 9 from the 42 for Holman. Man in motion left to right. Double give in the backfield. Chi-High is not fooled as Alish spilled just past the line of scrimmage.
Number 5 and 12 involved. That's Wesley Tanzer. We're probably going to hear his name quite a bit this year. And
I agree.
Brett Krista again. So we're going to hear his name too. Tanzer, the senior, one of the leaders of this defense out there.
Tanzer got a lot of playing time last year, especially at the beginning of the year because of injury, and really acquitted himself very well as a junior. 3rd and 8 for Holman from the 43-yard line. And now we have whistles and a stoppage and a timeout taken by Holman. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Back in 1 minute, Chi-High leading 7-0, 4:06 to go in the half here on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV.
Fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. Wynn Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi-High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
It's funny below. Foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wurzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wurzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
WOGO Sports. Ertz, the quarterback, keeps it himself, and he is spilled on 3rd and long for a gain of 1, maybe 1.5. And now we'll see what Holman wants to do. And they will send the punt team out. No going for it here near midfield, but Caleb, not a 4th and 2 this time.
Caleb, I'm going to show you a picture of the Holman Viking football coach, and I'm going to say, isn't that exactly what you would expect a Holman Viking football coach
yes.
to look like?
Travis Kowalski, and again, very nice man. Met him. He's always very gracious with his time, but he has a prodigious red beard. If he wants to go for a Pirates Halloween, he wouldn't have to dress up a lot.
That
Fourth
is
and seven
a booming
from the 44.
Punt.
What a punt. Bovey's going to pick it up at the 15-yard line.
That's,
and
that's a clip. That's a clip.
20.
I shouted before I decided who I was rooting for. It was our team. That's a clip, I think, on our player, but we'll see.
And we will see a flag out near the 24-yard line. Bovey made a nice catch as that punt just carried and carried.
Hey, one thing I want to say is that number 67, Hayden Kidd, came in as defensive tackle, and they moved out Nolan to defensive tackle, and that's made a difference in holding the run game.
And Kidd, a sophomore, he is just a kid, but 6'5", 274. Man, that size as a sophomore. Make sure that kid eats his Wheaties.
So the Cardinals going to start out at the 10-yard line after that clip and a booming punt. And you know, again, it comes back to the decision to go for it on fourth down if you are in a defensive game and you're playing with a punter that has that ability. That's something to consider.
90-yard touchdown would be okay here, too. 1st and 10
from the 10. Third, 3:21 left for Chi High, and it may have to be a 95-yard touchdown.
That might. I saw Holman move too, but usually that is the offense.
Ball start on Chi High, half the distance of the goal, so 95 yards to go. Maybe we'll get some fireworks here. Chi High leading 7-0. They've got two timeouts left for head coach Chuck Rakevich, his 38th season here at the helm at Chi High, 50th season coaching high school football. Cardinals with a touchdown lead, but again, of course, need to protect the football down here as well. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball in the far hash for Von Hayden, the senior. He's going to give it to LeMay, and LeMay splits it out to the 10, to the 15, outside the numbers, 20, 25, cutting back inside LeMay all the way up to the 31-yard line. A gain of 26 on first down for Chi High. Jackson LeMay out of the shadow of his own goalpost. A sprint out to the right.
That's a ton of poise and patience for a young running back, but he waits for the lineman to set it up, and then he accelerates through the hole.
Cards look like they're going tempo right back up to the line with three wide, two to the right, one to the left. LeMay to the left of Von Hayden, first and 10 from the 31, under 3 minutes to go here, first half. Chi High leading 7-0, short drop out of the gun, rolling out left side, pass complete at the 30-yard line. It might actually be a loss of one. I think Williams was out there on the catch. Jalen Smith, excuse me.
Pass completed to number 29, Jalen Smith.
Will be a loss of one, second and 11, but again, Chi High going hurry up. Trips to the right, single receiver to the left. Von Hayden from the gun. Roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking. The senior will go right side. Good catch by Boland, and Boland doesn't go out of bounds. He cuts back inside to midfield and down to the 49. The athleticism on the tiptoe at the chalk, Jackson Boland. I think we have a timeout by Chi High. Yes, we do. Back in 60 seconds, the Cardinals pass midfield with 2:19 to play with. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
Chi High football game one on WOGO Sports and Cardinal TV. Watch and listen to tonight's game via CFHS Media on YouTube. Live streaming audio at WOGO.com. We'll have a podcast available later tonight as well. Or listen at 103.1 FM or AM 680. Chi High, first and 10 from the 48 of Holman. 2:19 to go in the first half. One timeout left. Von Hayden back to pass. Light pressure, setting up a screen. Right side, he's got his tight end Preston Auger across the 50. Down to the 45. Gets out of bounds. He'll stop the clock with 6 seconds ticked off. Down to 2:13. Second. Chi High right back on the ball, second and six. Now they'll go back and huddle. And Alan, I think we're seeing again with this tempo Chi High is playing with a good comfort level in this spread offense that at least we're unfamiliar with. But
it's nice that Von Hayden has the experience from last year.
Second and six from the 44. Twin receivers right, single receiver slot to the left. Von Hayden with LeMay to his left, back to pass. Flips the ball around in his hands. He's going to roll out to the right. He's going to keep it himself across the 45 to the 40. Dives forward for a first down. And that'll stop the clock at least temporarily with 2:06 to go as Von Hayden showing off the scamper once again. Mason Von Hayden, when he gets going downhill, he's got a burst.
Tough 8-yard gain there. Brings it down to the 36. First down for the Cards.
Single receiver, Boland to the right. Twin receivers left. Von Hayden back to pass from the gun. Flares it out left side. He's got LeMay. LeMay scampers out of bounds inside the 35-yard line down to the 32. Smart play there. Got about 4 yards.
Stops the clock with a minute 49. And we've got an official's timeout. And I don't know if maybe there's some blood on Mason Von Hayden's arm here. He's showing something near his elbow, and he did, again, take that dive.
And he, took a shot when he got took the dive, too.
Yeah, a little turf burn, get it covered up, and he's back in.
And always fantastic. Crews, usually from Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, I believe, and athletic trainers. Timeout on the field. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Welcome back to Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you at Duray. Second and six, Chai High from the 32 of Holman. Minute 49 left, 7-0 lead for the Cards. Setting up a screen and blown up right at the line of scrimmage. Xander Neal, I believe, on the receiving end of that, and also the receiving end of a big punishing blow from Holman. I'm trying to get the number on the Holman player.
Awesome.
I think it was Jackson Ammerman, 5'10", 220. So the clock continuing to tick under 90 seconds. Third and six now for the Cards. Trips right, single receiver left, ball on the far hash. Von Hayden roll out to his right. He's going to look deep down the right side. Got a man open. Over the shoulder, diving catch. Did he get a foot down? No. Oh, what a gorgeous effort there. My goodness, a sensational catch, but wearing the pink sneakers, just didn't see it hit the chalk.
Von Hayden's only two misses this entire game have been those incredibly long passes that would have been just beautiful grabs. But
and that was
other
Boland.
Than that, perfect.
Jackson Boland, the intended recipient. My goodness, Alan, he laid out for that.
I think you go for it again. You have to win it to your back. And you know that Holman's not going to throw the ball. They're not a threat from this far away.
Minute 15 left. Fourth and six, Chai High. Twins right, single receiver to the right, rather. Twins to the left. Von Hayden back to pass. He's got good protection. He goes right side, tipped in the air. And he was going for Auger, but knocked down. Possibility of an interception there for Holman. So another pass falls incomplete. Dalton Thinez, the senior linebacker, was closest to the ball and knocked that one away before Auger even had a chance.
So give a shout-out right now. Coach Nolan Hutzler is the one that's in the middle of the fray there, calling the plays with a young offense that he's working with and doing a pretty good job of moving the ball.
So now the Chai High defense just needs to hold strong for another minute 10. They will get the ball back at the beginning of the third quarter. 7-0 lead right now. See if Coach Kowalski and the Holman Vikings have any trickery up their sleeves. They've moved at more of a ponderous pace offensively. First and 10 from their own 32. Hurts going to give to his fullback. Off right guard. Chai High says they jarred the ball loose. I think they did.
Wow.
Fumble. Chai High recovers.
Once again, offense can feed off this defense.
Jackson LeMay had his helmet off, and I think he was ready to go into the half, but now he's got to sprint back out there. I don't know if you saw, Alan, who knocked that one loose.
I did not. It was a big pile of bodies over there.
Well, Chai High now has a first and 10 in a much better position, 34-yard line. They still have that timeout and a minute four to play with.
Holman not even, you know, pulling anything out of the playbook there. Just a simple run, knocked the ball off.
Turnover set up Chai High's first touchdown. See if it happens again. Twin receivers left and right for Von Hayden from the gun. Von Hayden back to pass. Heavy rush. He's hit as he throws. Going deep and can't get his man Boland turned around a bit at the five-yard line. I think Mason Von Hayden didn't quite get the touch he wanted that throw because he was facing heavy pressure.
Probably
he was going for number 15, Sammy Hebert, and I've been waiting for them to try a deep one for him. 400-meter Big River champ.
Yeah, I think he had a chance there. Went to the outside shoulder. Receiver was looking to the inside shoulder. Just got turned around. But with that speed, he could have went under it if he could have found it.
This Cardinals offense at the skill positions does not lack speed nor athleticism. Second and 10 from the 34, 59 seconds remaining in the half. Chi High leading 7-0. Von Hayden from the gun with four wide. Back to pass, clean pocket this time, throws left side. Great toe-tapping catch inside the 20 for a first down. And I'm trying to get a number on who that was out there. Was that Jalen Smith?
Jalen Smith again for a 16-yard gain.
Goodness, that was an athletic catch. Clock running, 47 seconds to play. First and 10 in the Johnson roll-off red zone for Chi High. Von Hayden flushed out to his right. He's going to throw it right side, and oh my goodness, just taking the receiver down, the Holman linebacker, and that'll stop the clock and give Chi High 15 yards.
Yeah, I don't know what that was, if that was a face mask or if it was interference, because it looked like he just tossed them like a rag doll before the ball got there.
Pass interference, 35.
Interference will be the call.
So that should be half the distance.
Half the distance, excuse me, not 15 yards. So from the 18 down to the 9. Cards are officially in the Johnson Roll-Off Red Zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. That's JohnsonRolloffService.com. 40 seconds on the clock.
Cardinals can do whatever they want here. Run the ball, plenty of time, two timeouts.
So we'll have a first and one from the 9-yard line. So Chi High can still get a first down.
Even better.
Twin receivers left, single receiver right. Oh, someone started early in the slot to the left.
Flag on the field.
And bring it back to the 14.
First and six. And maybe, Alan, the only hiccups we've really seen so far, other than the turnover for Chi High, we've seeing a little of those mental errors.
Yep, and you have to remember, these guys, sophomores, juniors, first-year starters. So you're going to have this in the first game.
Well, and get them out in the first game. Get them out in the non-conference game. Get them out in the first half of the first game. And then be golden the rest of the way. They've been impressive. First and six now from the 14. Von Hayden. Delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown! Jimbo falls! Lavelle Jackson LeMay! The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
What a heck of an effort, and just more of that same picking and choosing, finding the hole, and then just bowls over on the end.
I don't know how many tackles he broke, skipped out of. He looked like an animal dancing through bear traps or something.
He's got some nice moves out there. 14-yard touchdown, and the Cardinals finish this half in exciting fashion.
McIntyre for the PAT with 30 seconds left. Potter with the hold, the kick up and good, and it's 14-0 Chi High. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Well, fireworks on the field and baby powder in our nostrils, as that was not chalk the white-clad student section had. It was a bunch of baby powder, and the wind made it drift up here into the open-air press box. They're having fun, so are we. It's 14-0 Chi High.
Yeah, we're going to be part of that baby powder lawsuit here, inhaling a lot of it.
The kick. Over-the-shoulder kick. Catch at the 10-yard line to the 15, the 20, dodging one defender, and then pulled down at the 20-yard line with 23 seconds remaining.
I'm actually really surprised they didn't just have the guy down it there. I don't think that they're going to do too much with the ball here, given what happened last time. And with their running game, they have almost no chance of scoring.
Coming up, we'll have the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll also have the great clips, great plays of the half, and Jackson LeMay is going to be featured quite prominently, I can tell you that.
Krista was the tackle on that.
Krista made the stop on the kickoff. Hurts going to keep it himself off right end. He'll drive the pile forward to the 27, maybe 28-yard line. Alan, one thing about you being down on the field is you don't have to worry about the baby powder shower.
Yeah. I'm telling you, I was in the pylon where Jackson LeMay was running to, and I still can't believe my eyes how he zigzagged through the defenders.
It was absolutely incredible. We hit triple zeros at the end of the first half. Chi High in their home and season opener on Parents Night and Senior Night leads by 2 scores over home and 14-0. We'll be back with the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Back in 3.5, this is Cardinal Football on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does their part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
Back to Chippewa Falls, DeRay Field, Parents Night, Senior Night, season opener for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. It took a little while, but they get on the board thanks to two Holman turnovers and two exciting touchdowns we'll hear in the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Half. Shihai leads 14-0 here over the visiting Holman Vikings. Again, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham back at the Wogo home base in Halley. Sam Aberle keeping things running smoothly. It's Hall of Fame night, I do believe, as well, Dave.
It is. Trying to listen and see. We have an inductee down there.
Is that a Frenette? I'm trying to...
Yes, it is. I believe that's who it is.
And, I mean, you just say that last name, and you think, again, Shihai athletes for years and years. We are very grateful to have them as part of this community ways than one.
A couple of names where you could just say the last name, and you don't have to attach the player to it. Just put the family in the Hall of Fame for as many times as you've heard their names and different things. But
well, again, we've had quite a show here in the first half. We'll get into some stats. We'll, again, talk about what we've seen here in the first half, first game for Shihai. I mean, again, early observations, this offense has some potency, and yes, a few growing pains, a few hiccups first game of the season, and playing a lot of juniors, some sophomores as well, but my goodness, the excitement of what could be with the way this team has performed so far, I think, is really something to talk about here.
Yeah, I'm impressed. You got Nolan Hutzler there acting like a chef in the kitchen, seeing what he can whip up with what he's got to work with, and turns out he's got a lot of tools to work with. You know, this offensive line is pretty young, but they're not trying to do anything that is outside of their capabilities. They're not trying to pound it up the middle. They're not trying to go 1-2-3 and a couple of yards a crack. He's mixing it up, doing a little bit of screens. Like you said, some things that we haven't seen out of Shihai's offenses in years.
Well, hearing other scores, or seeing rather on Twitter from Evan Hong, Menominee leads Rice Lake 14-12. Not Big Rivers action yet. Next year it will be non-conference this year. That game up at Rice Lake. And checking on a Hudson score here as well. We'll see if we can find that for you as well.
And I believe that is, I could be wrong, but I believe that is Haley Frenette is who is down there. And tremendous athlete for the Shihai Cardinal for a number of years.
Absolutely.
Went on to play in college.
Again, great to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. And before we go further, we'll let you know about something coming up here. So WOGO's sister station, WWIB, has been broadcasting locally for as long as head coach Chuck Rakovich has been coaching high school football, 50 years. And so we're hoping you'll join us on Saturday, August 26th, down at Riverfront Park in Chippewa, celebrating 50 years of local broadcasting with a family fun day and a benefit for Hope Village. Again, incredible work that they are doing for the homeless and unsheltered in our community, making sure that everyone has a safe place to call home. And so, again, we want to give back to the community that's given so much to us. So join us again Saturday, August 26th at Riverfront Park, 4 to 8 p.m. There will be 7 food trucks, free inflatables, face painting, Kevin's juggling and balloons, free live music. It's a reunion show from local band 513 Free, then a free concert from national recording artist Jason Gray. Here are the food trucks we've got lined up for you. Holy Donuts, Demeter's Euros, Ohana Pizza Company, Olson's Ice Cream, The Tasty Trolley, The Batter's Box, and Rosie's Texas Outpost. They will all be there. And again, all free will donations benefiting Hope Village, that wonderful local nonprofit. They're doing phenomenal things not only with the tiny home community, but also to truly build affordable housing, as they've identified that as a severe need here in our community, not just for those who are currently homeless, but also as well the opportunity to attract more people to our area. People could work some of the open jobs that we have and just don't have a place that they can live affordably. And so I have so much respect for Mike Cahoon. Also, the president-elect of the Hope Village Board is Dick Hebert, who many of you know as well, too. So we're so glad we can partner with them. Again, you're going to have a chance as well to win a two-night cabin stay from Blue Hills Vacation Properties. Lots and lots of free family entertainment. The opportunity to help Hope Village. It's all Saturday, August 26th from 4 to 8 p.m. right at Riverfront Park in Chippewa Falls. Information splashed all over the WWIB Radio Facebook page or at wwib.com/50th. Just want to make sure we get that out here, as that is coming up a week from Saturday.
Caleb, I can't believe that you're doing that to me. I came here right from work and was on the bike, didn't even get a chance to have a meal. Did you have to read off all those food trucks?
Well, wow. See, I went to the trouble of booking them all, and I, again, know them all pretty well, and we are looking forward to that, and hope the community will join us. And again, Hope Village, just so much respect and admiration for what they do in the community and the way they've grown, and a lot of other communities now are coming to Chippewa Falls to see how Hope Village has helped and served the homeless and unsheltered here in this area, and they fill the significant gap, and I think this is something that's spreading to other communities as well in a good way, and something we can really be proud of and get behind here in Chippewa.
Yeah, I think that's the most impressive part, that you're talking about other communities coming, looking to us for an example of how to solve the problem. So congratulations to them for seeing the need and stepping in to take care of it.
Well, this is WOGO Halley Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. We'll get some stats. We'll also move on to those great clips, great plays of the half as well. It's all coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire.
Sunny below, foot of snow. What? Oh, man, a dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Winning in sports takes teamwork. At Johnson Roloff, we are a team. And when everyone does a part, success comes easier. Make Johnson Roloff Service a part of your team. Johnson Roloff helps you keep your job site clean, safe, and more efficient. Call Johnson Roloff Service for dumpsters at your construction site, roofing job, or for recycling metal, appliances, tires, and more. Get prompt, courteous, and professional service every time. Visit JohnsonRoloffService.com. Proud to support our local athletes. That's JohnsonRoloffService.com.
The Food Court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's High Chai Department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chai High and McDonald Athletics.
Well, this is the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. The great clips, great plays of the half coming up as Chi High leads 14-0 over the visiting Holman Vikings. Kaylee Frenette honored at halftime here, Hall of Fame night, as well as Parents Night and Senior Night, packing a lot in on this season opener, Dave.
Yes, I grabbed what was being read. Kaylee was a four-time varsity letter winner in both Chi High women's softball and women's hockey from 15 to 18, while also lettering in volleyball. Softball career, Kaylee was voted all-conference and all-district in each of her 4 years at Chi High. In each year, she was selected to the first-team all-conference and first-team all-district. Kaylee earned third-team All-State as a sophomore and first-team All-State as a junior and senior. Three-time selection for the Leader Telegram All-Area team from 16 to 18 and was voted Leader Telegram Softball Player of the Year in both her junior and senior seasons. Voted Leader Telegram Reader's Choice Female Athlete of the Year in 2018. During hockey, three-time All-Conference selection, voted Honorable Mention All-State, led the women's hockey team in scoring each of her 4 years. Graduated in 18, had honors academically, and of course went on to play at Upper Iowa University. Played softball for 4 years there. Named NSIC All-Academic in 2020 and 2021. So, very impressive. Getting into the Chi-Hi Hall of Fame and looking at the stats, I suppose you want me to go into that?
Let's next. Do that, yeah.
So the Chi-Hi Cardinals had a pretty good game, balanced game offensively, and also a solid game defensively. Really the only mistake so far, besides a couple of jitters jumping off sides a few times, was the one fumble. But other than that, defensively, all Holman did was rush, and they rushed the ball 21 times for 91 yards. Cardinals wind up knocking that down to a 4.3 average towards the end there. Passing, Mason Von Hayden was 10 for 14 for 96 yards and a touchdown, no interceptions. The receiving end of that was Preston Elger had one catch for 4 yards. Jackson LeMay had three catches for 46 yards and a touchdown. Jalen Smith, four catches for 25 yards. Number 30, I didn't write his name down yet. If you can get number 30, that he had one catch for 22 yards.
And that would be Simon Fish.
And Xander Neal had one catch for minus 1 yard. So rushing, of course. So they wind up with 96 yards passing and 103 yards rushing. Of course, Jackson LeMay leading the way for the Cardinals had 9 carries for 62 yards. Mason Von Hayden was second with 4 carries, 28 yards. And Jalen Smith, 1 carry for 13 yards. Cardinals on the night with 14 carries for 103 yards, a 7.35 clip. So not only passing the ball, mixing it up with the running, very successful passing game, but running the ball at a 7-yard clip. So
yeah, they averaged, we were looking at an average about 5.5, 5.6 a carry last year, and we're saying that was pretty impressive, but over 7 yards a carry to start the year here in the first half.
Again, give credit to Nolan Hutzler for calling the plays down there, mixing some things up, having some fun out there. He's a young kid with a lot of enthusiasm. The kids probably feed off of that, and it's paying off. And, of course, you have the experienced quarterback out there. Use them. Mix it up. Throw it. Run it. Doing a good job.
Let's listen now to the Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Here's the Great Plays of the first half. Starting trips to the right, single receiver to the left, and Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, will take the snap. He'll flip it out, flare screen right side, past the 20-yard line, up to the 25, the 30, and loose across the 35, and still spinning, 40, 45, 50. That is Jackson LeMay, the 5'9 junior. And as Mike Thompson has said many times, Jackson LeMay, good at sports. A gutsy fourth and short from inside their own 30 that they converted, but now Carter Bovey standing to receive this, and the punter drops the ball. It's still loose. Chi-Hi diving on it inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36. Trading turnovers, and the Cardinals have the ball in brilliant starting field position.
Yeah, it's one thing for a spot, so we'll see. I think they definitely have confidence in their kicker from, you know, I'm not sure we have a 50-yard field goal kicker this year, but, you know, definitely in this range.
Four wide, split evenly left and right. Third and goal from the 12. Von Hayden from the gun. Takes a waist-high snap. Von Hayden looking over the middle. Got a man. That's LeMay into the end zone. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls. Von Hayden to LeMay for 6. And Chi-Hi on the board for the first time in 2023.
Then again, I don't think we're going to have to worry about kicking, are we?
Well, we'll see if
we'll
PAT,
see how they
maybe
do on the extra point.
Cardinals with a touchdown lead, but again, of course, need to protect the football down here as well. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball in the far hash for Von Hayden, the senior. He's going to give it to LeMay, and LeMay splits it out to the 10, to the 15, outside the numbers, 20, 25, cutting back inside LeMay all the way up to the 31-yard line. A gain of 26 on first down for Chi-Hi. Jackson LeMay out of the shadow of his own goalpost. Going hurry up. Trips to the right. Single receiver to the left. Von Hayden from the gun. Roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking. The senior will go right side. Good catch by Boland. And Boland doesn't go out of bounds. He cuts back inside to midfield and down to the 49. The athleticism on the tiptoe. At the chalk, Jackson Boland. Leaves. They've moved at more of a ponderous pace offensively. First and 10 from their own 32. Hurts going to give to his fullback. Off right guard, Chihai says they jarred the ball loose. I think they did.
Wow.
Fumble, Chihai recovers. And then the Golden the rest of the way. They've been impressive. First and 6 now from the 14. Von Hayden. Delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Is he in? Touchdown! Jimbo falls! Pop out Jackson LeMay! The chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
What a heck of an effort, and just more of that same picking and choosing, finding the hole, and then just bulls over on the end.
I don't know how many tackles he broke, skipped out of. He looked like an animal dancing through bear traps or something. Those are your Great Clips Great Plays of the Half, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Great Clips saves your haircut details and clip notes so every member of their team knows exactly how to create your signature look. Great Clips, it's going to be great. This has been the Hy-Vee Halftime Show, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. We'll go back down to the sidelines. Alan Dunham. Certainly, I'm sure some pep in the step of Chihai, but the coaches with this young team are going to be emphasizing we've still got two quarters of work to do.
I think considering how young the team is, coaching staff was really happy with the first half.
Alan, don't you think that the quote of the day has to be like an animal running through bear traps?
He'll work on that one.
There we go. 14-0 Chihai, and they will take this kick to start the second half. Great to have you with us on WOGO Sports. Thank you to Chris Perry running the Chi-Hi live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube if you want to watch and listen to tonight's game. Low end-over-end kick that's going to bounce at the 30-yard line, and two Chi-Hi players collide. They lose it, and it's picked up by Holman. Oh, it bounced right into the hands. An early Christmas present for Adam Marco, the running back, as two Chi-Hi upbacks collided. And that is exactly not the way Chi-Hi wanted to start this third quarter.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're going to mark this ball here because I
don't think it can be.
I don't think it can be advanced, but they are giving them the advancement. Maybe it's because the Chi-Hi players touched it. I'm not sure.
Again, Alan, it looked like just two players for Chi-Hi both going for the ball, kind of like outfielders colliding.
Yeah, you called it exactly right. They ran into each other. The ball landed right in the Holman hands.
Couple updates as they get the ball set here. Menominee led Rice Lake at the half 14-12. Hudson leading Marshfield 10-0. And DC Everest, the opponent next week for Chi-Hi, up 17-7 over Green Bay Preble. Chi-Hi with a 14-0 lead, but their second turnover of the game matches the turnover tally by Holman. The officials conferring a bit here, I think, to see if they should advance the ball beyond the recovery spot. I guess that'll give us an opportunity here to let you know that at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, and coming soon to Rice Lake. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. That's CVOSM.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
So they only brought it back to the 27, which I don't know what that is all about, because where the guy caught it was way up at the 35. So they're obviously letting him advance it.
So first and 10 from the 27 for Holman. Twin tight ends through in the backfield. Ertz going to keep it himself. Shoestring tackle, and he is ripped down right at the line of scrimmage. May have fallen forward. Is that Carter Bovey?
No, Tanzer.
Tanzer. Wesley Tanzer, the senior, got his hat there and just pulled the quarterback down. Tanzer, again, we've mentioned his name a couple times tonight. He's the 5'10", 170-pound senior linebacker. And he knifed in there very quickly to make the stop for no gain.
Another no-gain play for the Cardinals. Defense has been stepping up big. Couple of big gains allowed, but other than that, solid.
Second and 10 from the 27. Give to the fullback straight up the middle. He will burrow his way forward inside the 25-yard line down to the 23, Markowski, for about four. Almost a minute gone by here, third quarter. Chi-Hi leading 14-0, but Holman, you definitely believe from what we've seen from Coach Travis Kowalski that this is four-down territory here, just outside the red zone on a third and six. Even with a no gain on this play, you would assume they're giving themselves two downs.
Cardinals got one big play on special teams, lost one big play on special teams.
And twin tight ends, give the fullback right up the middle. He is turned back shy of the stick, short by about a yard. I believe that was Markowski again on the handoff from Ertz.
Down to the 19 for another four-yard gain.
So the 19-yard line, fourth and one. And the Chi-Hi defense stiffen up here on the quick change to start the third quarter. Fumble on the kickoff.
This would be a great play to get a zero-yard gain here.
Ertz looking to the sideline. Two wing backs and a fullback. Double tight ends. Fourth and one. And whistle. And I think Holman saw something they didn't like. They'll take a timeout. We'll take it with them back in 60 seconds. This is Chi-Hi Football on WOGO Sports.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Fourth and one, Holman from the 19 of Chi-Hi. 2 minutes and change gone by here in the third quarter. Ertz under center, double tight ends, three men with him in the backfield. Ertz going to keep himself off left guard. He's got the first down easily as he falls inside the 15-yard line and down close to the 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to say advantage to Holman on a fourth and one. They got a 6'5", 215-pound quarterback who is also listed as a linebacker. You don't see that too often out of a team's quarterback. That's a tough kid out there. Gets it down to the 12. Looks like almost a 7-yard gain there.
We've seen another stoppage equipment timeout from the officials. They've been on top of that. Looks like just a shoe tie here for Chi-Hi.
Mentioned the size that Holman has compared to, you know, their fullbacks. A big player out there as well. Number 44 is only a sophomore, but 220 pounds, 6'1".
It's Aiden Smith, who's in there at the fullback position. As you mentioned, plays right behind Ertz. First and 10 from the 12 of Chi-Hi for Holman. Give to Smith, the fullback, and he runs right into the heart of the Chi-Hi line and is turned back at the 10-yard line after a gain of just two.
One adjustment the defense made on the fourth down play, they took out a defensive back and brought in an extra defensive lineman, and they're staying with that unit here towards the goal line.
It would make sense. I mean, so far Holman's passed the ball a total of zero times, so they could probably use bringing a three or four more defensive backs out of there too.
Ertz under center. Wing back in motion. He'll give to Smith, the fullback, and Smith plunges for another couple down to maybe the 8-yard line. Should be about a third and six here, pending the spot.
Bring that down to the 7-yard line.
So third and five officially. Under 8.5 to go here, third quarter. Chi-Hi leading 14-0. Third down and five. Teams have traded some turnovers in the first half. And now Chi High with the first turnover of the second half has led to this Holman drive deep in Cardinal territory. Third and five from the 7-yard line. Holman can still get a first down. Ertz again, double tight ends, three men in the backfield, man in motion left to right. Ertz going to give it to his fullback straight ahead, bashing his way inside the 5-yard line and close to a first down. That looked to be Smith again.
Aiden Smith on the carry, tackle for the Cardinals by number 54.
Was hit on the play by Jackson Martin, number 54. Martin, the 5'11", 185-pound junior, just waiting for the spot. But yes, it is a first down. So now first and goal, Holman. From the 2-yard line, ball spotted right in the center of the field. Wheeling and giving to Smith is Ertz. Smith is stacked up and stops shy of the goal line. Chi High doing a good job submarining in there and just made muck of it for Smith to try to get through. He went over the top and was hit at about the 1/2-yard line.
Holman's still only averaging 3.5 yards a carry on this drive, and yet taking it right down.
Second and goal from inside the 1-yard line, bringing everyone in tight. Double tight ends. Ertz gives to Smith again. Excuse me, no, he fakes it brilliantly and walks in untouched. Ertz with a 1-yard touchdown run, and it's 14-6, Chi High.
So 9 carries for a total of 29 yards on that drive.
So Chi High's 14 points have come off 2 Holman turnovers, but the Cardinals return the favor here. As Holman takes advantage of the fumble on the kickoff.
Yeah, both teams taking advantage of a special teams muffed play.
Davis for the PAT, all-important PAT. It looks like someone got a piece of it, and it hit the crossbar, and it's no good. Chi High leads by 8, 14-6. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering 2 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Chi High will take a kickoff for the second time in this third quarter. Now with their lead cut almost in half, 14-6. Fielding the ball at the 12-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30. Finding a gap. 35, 40 down the sideline. 50 inside Holman territory to the 45. How about that return by Boland?
Jackson Boland showing the wheels on special teams, and now that's going to give them great position and great momentum.
Again, Allen, how about these young players for Chi High?
He just had the quickness to get to the sideline. Made a real nice gain out of that. On the missed field goal, PAT was a high snap, threw off the timing. The kicker didn't get much leg on it.
Did you happen to see who blocked it, if anyone blocked it?
I don't think anybody touched it.
And special teams talked about it.
Wow.
Yeah, right off the right side. I believe that's LeMay again.
That is LeMay.
He
absolutely leveled a player and then carried the pile another 10 yards.
Jackson LeMay.
12-yard gain, and he just pounded that kid.
And again, I mean, Allen, we keep talking about this. Jackson LeMay is not imposing in terms of height or weight out there, but you can tell he hits the weights because he is not going down on first contact ever.
These guys are growing in confidence every play.
First and 10 from the 28.
That run looked like a Goodman there. Size does not matter when you play like that.
Give to LeMay again. Hesitates, then darts off the left side of the line. Will try to bounce off one tackle. He gets down to the 25 for a gain of 3. Chi-Hi leading 14-6, trying to answer right back after Holman scored on the Cardinals' turnover and held the Vikings to a shutout for the first two quarters of this game.
Ball back to the 26-yard line. That's a gain of 2 on the play. Second and 8.
Chi-Hi getting closer to that Johnson roll-off red zone. Twin receivers to the right, single receiver to the left. Von Hayden, LeMay to his right from the shotgun. Neal, rather. Neal will get the call, and he finds a crease. Neal inside the 20-yard line, bashes and bowls his way inside the 15. A nice run of 11 there by Xander Neal. Maybe even give him 12. They might spot it all the way down to the 14-yard line. Yes, 12 for Xander Neal.
A really good hard run by Neal.
Great burst of speed by him.
5:43 to go here in the third quarter. Chi-Hi now officially in the Johnson roll-off red zone. The twin receivers to the right, single receiver there. Give right up the middle. Not a lot of running room that time. Xander Neal to the 12-yard line for a gain of 2. Again, the Johnson roll-off red zone is where the Cardinals are in right now. Johnson roll-off, your local roll-off dumpster service. They make recycling easy and job sites more efficient. Brian and the crew, JohnsonRolloffService.com. Neal will now sub out for the Cards, as will Preston Auger. Second and 7 from the 11-yard line. Clock ticks under 5 to go in the third quarter. Twin receivers left, single receiver right. From the gun, with a man in motion left to right. Jet sweep look. Inside the 10-yard line. For Chi-Hi, putting the ball in the hands of Jalen Smith again. Smith might get a couple there.
That's really well strung out by the Holman defense.
Just over 4.5 minutes to go in a pretty quick third quarter. Chi-Hi 14, Holman 6. Season opener here from Duray. Beautiful Thursday night underneath the lights. Twin receivers right. Ball on the right hash. Couple men with him in the backfield. Delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay spins by one tackler inside the 5-yard line. He is close to a first down. I think he's just shy of it.
He did not get a friendly spot.
So they'll spot him right at the 5. So Chi-Hi will have a 4th and 1.
Leading
14-6. Smith will come back out there. Subbing out for the Cards, Devin Bush. Cards 4th and 1 from the 5-yard line of Holman. Huge play here for both teams. Twin receivers left, single receiver right.
Missing a player. They're going to call timeout.
Auger's going to rush out there late. Chi-Hi.
No, they didn't
for
call
a delay of game. Oh, goodness.
Somebody's
doing
on the offense.
Oh, wow. So 4th and 1 becomes 4th and 6.
Yeah,
they're gonna kick the field goal.
You're going to have some learning experiences on that one. They realized the player was late there. They were shouting. But they were counting the 5 back there. I think if Nolan has to do that again, probably calls a timeout there.
Luke McIntyre will try a 27-yard field goal to give Chi-Hi a 2-score lead. Potter with the hold. Good snap, good hold. Low kick straight down the middle, a 27-yard field goal for Luke McIntyre, and it's 17-6 Chi-Hi. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
High football on WOGO Sports. Welcome back. Luke McIntyre, his first varsity field goal from 27 yards away, straight through. Chi High, after the great return by Jackson Boland, leads 17-6. Now the run up and the kick, and this is a long drive inside the 10-yard line to the 9, straight ahead along the hashes. Big hit at the 20-yard line, bouncing off that and up to the 25. Return man for Holman, and Chi High defense got a chance to give their offense the ball back with an 11-point lead.
Good special teams tackle by number 11 that time. Trying to read the program in the dark here now, but looks like that's Crawford, a senior defensive back.
2:44 left to go in the third quarter. A fast-paced first quarter, third quarter, as we've mentioned. 17-6, Chi High. Holman has outscored the Cards 6-3, as both teams have possessed the ball once in this third quarter. Chi High had that 14-point cushion going into the half. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube. Ertz the give straight up the middle, and there's a big hole, and the ball is loose. Chi High diving at it at the 38-yard line. Did they come up with another turnover?
I think they got it.
Waiting for the officials. Yes, they did. The Chi High defense answers the call again.
So they give up a 12-yard rush, only to knock the ball loose and be in great field goal position again.
Alan, I'm not sure if you saw that, if it got punched free from behind, but that was a gashing run for a Holman, and then all of a sudden we saw the pigskin sputtering about on the turf here at Duray.
I didn't see who put on the hit, but a classic case of somebody trying to gain extra yards and giving up the football.
Again, Chi High in the first half scored all 14 of their points off of Holman turnovers. The Vikings return the favor here to start the third. And it bounced back Chi High's way. With four wide, first and 10 from the 38, Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, back to pass as a clean pocket. He's going to go deep down the right side. Got a man wide open. That's Boland inside the 15-yard line and fell out of bounds, I think.
Yeah, he just lost it out of bounds. He has to complete the catch and couldn't quite complete it. You know, I'm a little bit curious about Holman here. You got a young Chi High offensive line, and they're only rushing three. They're obviously, you know, trying to defend Chi High in the back, but that's exactly what Chi High wants. We got the athletes out there that can make some plays. We got a quarterback that can put it on you. If they're not going to put any pressure, Von Hayden's going to go crazy back there.
Cards jump back up to the line, second and 10 from the Holman 38. Twin receivers right. Von Hayden from the gun. Delayed give, that's LeMay. LeMay, a big crease. He'll hop over one tackler at the 35-yard line and down to the 32, maybe the 31 with a burst of seven. Call it seven, down to the 31. That'll make it third and short.
If you can run the ball like that on second down, why not go deep on first down?
32-yard line.
Boland is going to split out with Hebert to the left. Again, you've got a lot of speed out there wide. Third and three from the 31. Sweet trickle under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Von Hayden takes a waist-high snap. He's going to give a delay to LeMay, and LeMay across the 30-yard line. I think he has the first down, Alan. Looked like he got it with a bit to spare. We'll see where they spot it.
4-yard gain. Was that LeMay again?
It was LeMay. And Alan, I think something we've seen here is it's not a lack of running by Chi High, but instead of a power game, spread it out and create some lanes for Jackson LeMay.
That's exactly right. Sawyer Lubes, the offensive line coach, said that this offensive line, they're more comfortable pass blocking than they are run blocking.
90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chi High leads 17-6. First and 10. Von Hayden's going to pop fly deep down the left side. Got a man open, overshot him a bit at the 7-yard line. Would have been a tough over-the-shoulder catch to make over there.
Sawyer Lubes is another young coach that you got to give credit to there with what he's doing with a young offensive line coming out there. And they're doing a great job out there holding their own. Haven't given up a sack so far tonight.
And really great to see Nolan Hutzler, Sawyer Lubes. I mean, guys who've come through this Chi High program giving back as coaches now.
I would say 90% of the coaches that we have had through the years at some point in time have played for the head man.
Second and 10, Chi High from the 28. Another delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay jitterbugging inside the 20-yard line and spins down to the 18. He should have another Chi High first down. And as you think of first downs, remember your first choice, your first call. If you have fire and smoke damage, water damage, or mold damage to your home or business, your first call should be Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Clay and the crew there. Trust comes in the yellow truck, Service Master of Chippewa Valley.
LeMay on the sidelines now, comes for a little rest.
Xander Neal out there in the backfield with Von Hayden. First and 10, Johnson roll off red zone, 18-yard line for Chi High. Give to Devin Bush, rather, and Bush straight ahead to the 15-yard line. You know, I always love doing this read because that means the Chi High offense is rolling. The Cards are again in the Johnson Roll-Off red zone. Johnson Roll-Off is your local roll-off dumpster service, making recycling easy and job sites more efficient. JohnsonRolloffService.com. Gain of 4 on first down.
Last carry was by number 4, Devin Bush.
33 seconds to go in the third quarter. Chi High leading by 11, 17-6. Second and 6 from the 14. Von Hayden, another delayed give. Right into the heart of the line. Bush again for maybe a couple.
This is where you kind of wonder how the Chi High offense is going to handle short yardage situations when you're a team that's built on quickness.
Well, we've got 8 seconds left. I don't think Chi High is going to run another play here. Jackson LeMay just subbed in for Devin Bush, but that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. The final frame coming up here from DeRay in the season opener, Parents Night, Senior Night. Don't go away. The Cards marching, leading 17-6. Back in 60 seconds, this is Chi High Football on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Greg Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Chippewa Falls football here on WOGO Sports. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you on WOGO Sports. Cardinals marching. They have a 3rd and 6 from the 14-yard line of Holman. Again, traditional first game of the season opponent. Chi High out of the Big Rivers Conference. Holman out of the Mississippi Valley. Both of these teams playoff teams last year. Cardinals, of course, got a home game. 17-6, our score with 12 minutes on the clock as we begin quarter number 4. Von Hayden's going to keep it himself, trying to turn the corner of the 15-yard line. He will to the 10, to the 5, drug down from behind, close to a horse collar there, but it'll be enough for a first down. And we actually haven't seen Mason Von Hayden run a lot tonight. I believe that's just his 3rd or 4th carry. Dave.
Yeah, I think this is one of the few games where we've seen him pass well more than he's run the ball. We've seen a lot out of his legs last year.
And that was just a designed run. He rolled them out and he ran for the first down marker.
And maybe that's your power running game, Allen, is Mason Von Hayden.
He is probably their biggest back.
To make it 1st and goal from the 4. Cardinals lead 17-6, 11:52 to play in the game. Twin receivers left. LeMay to the right of Von Hayden. Again from the gun. Von Hayden, the gift to LeMay. bouncing off two defenders, spinning toward the end zone, and he is stopped just shy. Oh, sniffing the chalk, looking for his third touchdown of the night. Jackson LeMay comes up just shy.
That's another run where he was dead to rights in the backfield, made a spin move, dead to rights at the line of scrimmage, and yet darted to the right. Got 3 yards where there was nothing.
The balance that this young junior has is just something to see.
Like you said, running around like animals through bear traps.
Spin receivers to the right. Gives straight up the middle for Chai High. Turn back of the goal line. Good stand by the heart of the defense there for Holman. It'll be third and goal for the Cards.
That's how you stop them, when there's no room to dart right there. No place to go.
That's what Holman did, is just walled up. Actually, a loss of one on the play, so third and goal from the two. Chai High still leading by 11, trying to blow this one open here. Twin receivers right. Von Hayden from the gun. LeMay flanking him. Von Hayden going to keep it himself off the right guard, and he is hit in the backfield, and he'll be stopped right at the line of scrimmage at the two-yard line, and I think Chai High is going to go field goal again.
Well, that would put him up two touchdowns with Holman missing the extra point, so good call here.
So Luke McIntyre, who hit a 27-yarder, will come out here for about a 20-yard field goal. They may call it a 19-yard attempt. Potter will hold. Good snap, good spot, a booming kick right through the uprights.
No good. It must have went a little bit left. It was definitely high enough, but we couldn't see it from here. It must have been a little bit left.
So 10 minutes remaining exactly in the quarter, and Chai High comes up empty after the turnover.
Well, the other thing is about either missing a field goal or going for it and missing it is Holman going 90 yards is going to take about 8 minutes right there.
And Allen, that kick certainly had plenty of leg, but no two for two for McIntyre. It looked good on the first one.
These two kickers are both guys that came over from the soccer team. Their first year doing this, and so they're learning along the way.
Again, no shortage of leg strength. I think we've seen that. First and 10, Holman from the 20. Chai High running a player on late here.
Holman's longest run of this half has been a 10-yard run that was followed by a fumble.
Ertz under center, double tight ends. Ertz going to keep it himself, and he's got a little bit of a crease across the left end, across the 25-yard line and up close to the 27. And Noah Ertz, 6'5", 215. He'll gain 7 on first down, 2nd and 3 from the 27. We'll make the smart choice. Flat rate MRIs from Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire are typically $650. That is 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals. Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire accepts most insurances as well. Find out more at mysmi.com for Smart Scan Medical Imaging in Eau Claire. 2nd and 3 for Holman from their own 27. Delayed give to the tailback. He'll get a first down across the 30-yard line. And a late hit, maybe. I'm not sure. We got a flag coming in on the back end of this play. Looked like the back.
Could be a lot of things in that scrum.
Isaiah Bannon has checked in at one of the defensive ends, and he was involved in that tackle.
Personal foul on Chai High. Hi, Allen, I'm not sure. Did you hear the call? Did they say piling on? Or?
Yeah, it didn't make sense to me because the play looked like it had been stopped there, but there was no whistle, and then they flagged the guy for something that looked legal to me.
Caleb, if we're looking for extra things out of our sponsors, now that scan I think we can work with. We can take an inside look at a play.
There we go.
With our imaging.
Smart Scan Medical Imaging. We'll be all set for game two of those. Under 9 minutes to go. Ertz gives to Smith off left guard. He'll burrow across midfield to the 49 for Chai High. Again, this is a two-score game, 17-6. And it certainly becomes very interesting if Holman is able to punch one in here. They've still got 49 yards to go. Student section heating up here for Chai High. White-clad student section. With the white out. We saw that with the baby powder earlier after the second touchdown for Jackson LeMay. Flags fly on this play.
And that's probably jumping offsides on us as they let the play go. Nope.
I think we might have an illegal shift potentially against Holman, the side judge.
Legal formation.
So that'll back Holman up 5 yards. Again, we want to say thank you to White City Glass, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls High School Sports here on WOGO for over 3 decades. Dale and the crew there, White City Glass, salutes all the hardworking athletes, and we salute them in turn for their wonderful support. Chi High McDonald Athletics here on WOGO as another school year of sports begins before the school year even begins. Looking forward to Chi High and McDonald football. Thursday and Friday nights. Next week, my friend Mark Maloney, second year back at the helm as McDonald head coach, looking to repeat as conference champions. Second and 11 from the 46 for Holman back on their side of the 50. Give to the fullback right up the middle. He has stood up at his 49-yard line. Gain of 3 and third and long coming up here for the Vikings.
The way Holman's going, that 5-yard penalty adds another 45 seconds to the drive.
I just
don't know if they can score
late hit. I didn't see the flag there, Alan. I'm not sure if you saw it, but Chi High would have been a 3rd and 8, and we just had another personal foul for a late hit call.
Yeah, that's huge. Coach is going to be all over them. That's a learning thing there. Holman, really, you know, with their offense, this is the only thing that can get them back in the game.
I did not see that flag fly, but
I didn't see it either, but our coaches definitely weren't disagreeing with it.
So first and 10, Holman from the 36-yard line of Chi High. 7:20 and counting to go in the game. Back pass for the first time is Ertz. He's going to float it out right side to no one. Good bracketing coverage by Chi High. Wesley Tanzer with the closest hat to the ball. Incomplete at the 29-yard line.
You are correct about that ball being to no one and the Chi High players being the closest. It almost looked like they were playing that game of 500 where you just throw it up and see who gets it. But one pass so far for Holman.
And I'll stop the clock at 7:15. Left to play here in the fourth quarter. 17-6 Chi High in their Holman season opener here against the Holman Vikings. Second and 10 from the 36-yard line on Chi High side of the 50. Delayed give off the left side. That's Alish, and he dodges one tackle for a first down. Now ushered out of bounds and slammed to the turf there right in front of the Holman sideline. But a nice darting run by A.J. Alish, the 5'10 sophomore.
11-yard gain, longest run of the half so far. Ball's at the 24, maybe a 12-yard gain.
Feel the press box bouncing a little bit as the students bounce here.
If they can get a stop here or a turnover, we might see the baby powder come out again.
Under 7 minutes to go now in the game. 11-point game. Holman trying to make this one interesting as Ertz will keep it himself. He's inside the 15-yard line down to the 10. First and goal, Holman.
Going to put him all the way down to the 9. 15-yard run.
And we go back to the way this half started. Chi High leading 14-0. The two players colliding on the opening kickoff. A fumble, and that was what led to the only Holman points so far. Now first and goal from the 9. Holman, to their credit, has kept this drive going, but Chi High has helped out with a couple personal foul penalties. First and goal from the 9. Ertz with a single wide receiver. Wide to the right of the formation. Hellish and Mosin left to right. We give to the fullback straight ahead inside the 5-yard line. Is Smith. And down to the 3. Second and goal.
Another big game, though. Chi High giving away some junks. They've got to be pretty tired out there after that many straight running plays.
Again, 17-6 Chi High. The Vikings put one in here, and the final 5 minutes or so of this game get very interesting.
Holman had 21 total rushes in the first half. So far, they have 17.
Off left end into the end zone is Hurst. Had a 1-yard touchdown run, his second of the night from 3 yards out. And it's 17-12, Chi High pending the PAT. And we'll see if Holman goes for 2 here.
be the smart play to make. Not a lot of teams would do it. They got a good kicker. Mathematically speaking, definitely a smart play.
So 5:38 left to go in the game. It's now a five-point game. Holman trying to get within a field goal. And Cardinals have had a couple opportunities maybe to blow this one open. Deep drives that ended in two field goal attempts, one made by Luke McIntyre, one missed. Now we sit at 17-12. Officials will blow this one dead, and a timeout taken by Holman. We'll be back in 60 seconds with a two-point attempt. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24-7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Chi High football here on WOGO. Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Cardinals prepping for a possible onside kick here from the Holman Vikings in a 17-14 game. On the ball off the tee, but David Allen, this game suddenly got way more interesting. An 11-point game has become a 3-point game.
Yeah, and I don't think with 5 minutes and 38 seconds left, any other team would probably do an onside kick, but this is almost last minute for Holman.
And Holman will kick it straight out of bounds at the 45-yard line, and that one just went about 5 yards, needed to go 10.
So if you're go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the things I'm sure they'll talk about this week as the teams are only going to get more physical as they get into D.C. Everest and then the BRC is how do they handle short yardage situations. You saw a couple times Chi High bogged down as they got close to the goal line.
And there'll be lots of teaching points from this, but teaching points hopefully from a win.
So if you're a fan of watching football on the Chi High football field here, Coach Nick Bull is going to be bringing his Oconto Falls team here for a non-conference game against Grantsburg on August 31st, Thursday, August 31st. So I think the Cardinals play the next night on Friday, so the turf will be open and available for Oconto Falls football.
And always great to have Coach Bull back here in Chippewa Falls. 5:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham with you. Sam Aberle back at the WOGO studios in Halley. Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream where you can watch and listen with WOGO Sports play-by-play.
Let's see if they get creative or just stay traditional and go up the middle.
Right, well, they're going to run it here. They've got to run it here.
Yeah, right up the middle to LeMay. He'll spin by one defender and fall forward for a couple. Again, the Cards leading 17-14. We've seen them adopt a lot more of a spread look, but here you want to run the clock down as far as possible. I mean, run the clock down or score. Either one wins you the game here. Holman hasn't shown a lot of quick strike capability.
Spread look or not, I think that's going to dictate what the defense does, but I think we know what we're going to do.
Second and nine, again, the give to LeMay and twisting his way down to the 35-yard line for a gain of four, brings up third down.
The advantage that Chi High has is on the perimeter, and I'd love to see him take a shot.
Ellis on the tackle.
And clock continuing to run, but a third and five. Again, you figure it's four down territory for Chi High with the ball here at the 35 of Holman.
I know you'd love to see that shot, and I know this is a non-conference game, but if this was a conference game, I would say zero chance with what we've seen out of Holman not being able to pass the ball.
LeMay split out in the trips formation. They'll flare it out to him on the right side. He's being pursued, tries a stiff arm, and that was the play they opened the game with, and nothing doing there as Holman sniffs it out. The second time they see it, and looks like Chi High will send the punt team out.
So a nice safe pass there. Completion, run the clock down. They shouldn't be in any hurry here.
Well, fourth and four, I guess. See if they hold off a little bit here, but can certainly run the clock down as far as they'd like to. Ball's at the 34, so opting not to go for it. Instead, punt it away to Holman and trust the defense. Jackson Boland's running out there a little bit late.
How was that not a penalty?
There's a high kick that's going to take a little bounce inside the 5-yard line and down beautifully at the 4.
We'll take that, but tell me how that's not a penalty. An offensive player coming from off the field running towards the huddle or the punter.
Let's just admire that great little pooch punt. They got it down inside the 5.
That was a fantastic
punt. That's a huge play. I just don't think the ref saw him coming onto the field.
I mean, maybe it was so late that the official's attention was focused on the play.
Right? Yep.
So 3:31 left, so Chi High is able to run the clock down a bit on that drive, but does go 1-2-3 and out.
Well, and more importantly, with that punt, puts it all the way down to the 7-yard line. Going to be 93 yards in front of Holman here on an offense that I'm not sure what they're going to do to try to get big chunks of offense here.
We've seen Holman throw the ball one time. Again, if you have any trick plays up your sleeve, we might see Coach Kowalski pull them out, but you'd think they'd try to get at least a first down here and give themselves a little bit more space. Called the 8-yard line. Ertz going to keep it himself. He'll plunge off left guard. Not much room at all. Again, Ertz, two running touchdowns, two-point conversion run as well. Rushing touchdowns of 3 yards and 1 yard. 1 yard and 3 yards, respectively. Holman will get back on the ball with 3:11 to play. Gain of 3, second and 7 from their own 11-yard line. Ertz under center. Delayed give to the tailback. Leaping over one defender. Then Chi High, a wall of red at the 16-yard line. Gain of 5. It'll bring up 3rd and short. 3rd and about 2. I figure Holman needs a chunk, and they're going to jump right back up to the line. They've got their two timeouts, I believe, left. With 2:40 to go, trailing 17-14 the fourth quarter here at DeRay. Ertz goes off the left side, and he has nowhere to run, and it is going to be fourth down. No choice but to go for it here, I would assume, if you're Holman, but a good stand by the Chi High defense. Fourth down and just over a yard. And here's an opportunity for the Chi High defense to shut the door on this season opening game. 2:10 and counting. Fourth and one. Holman double tight end. Give off the left side, and there's a big hole for a first down. Stood up at the 25, maybe the 26-yard line. Gain of 8 or 9, pending the spot. But that will stop the clock and move the chains. So a gain of 6, and the clock again will wind under 2 minutes to go.
So as many times for Holman as you can get that first down and stop the clock, that's their only chance here. Every time Chi High can stop them.
Ertz again staying under center. We'll give to the fullback. That's Smith up to the 30-yard line, gain of 4. Holman jumping right back to the line, staying in the same formation, staying under center. Twin tight ends.
Nice tackle by Jackson Martin.
Under 90 seconds to go in the game, in a three-point game. Hand off the left side, that's Alish, and Alish has a crease and taken down by a shoestring. Oh, goodness. He had an opportunity to cut to the sideline there. Will move the chains for a first down, but Alish up to the 39, and a timeout taken by Chi High. We'll take a breather as well, back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated, and that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves, because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new, state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat-rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
Minute 21 left. Chi High 17, Holman 14. Holman throws the ball. It's caught across the 45-yard line. No, incomplete, knocked loose at the 46. Only the second time we've seen the Vikings put the ball in the air, and they had a tight end, I believe, go up high for that one. And, Allen, I think someone just knocked it loose at the end.
Yeah, exactly right. Nice job by the defensive backs to punch that ball out as he's trying to bring it down.
We got our safety sitting back there at about 15 yards, almost, you know, just the emergency gap, everyone else playing run.
1:16 left. Chi High leads by 3 from their own 39, the Holman Vikings. Ertz being pursued, rolls out to his right, late pitch left side across the 45-yard line. Well shy of the first down, up to the 46.
Jackson Martin again chased that down from the inside to make the tackle.
That was number 43, Adam Marco, on the carry. Under a minute to play. 3rd and 4. Ball on the near hash. Ertz is going to keep it himself. Dances by one defender, and he slips past another across the 50 for a Holman first down. 48 seconds left.
7-yard gain. We're getting low on timeouts.
That nice job by Jack Tuifafa to make the tackle from the safe or the corner position.
Clock stop with a first down.
Holman has 48 seconds left to get within field goal range here to try to tie this game and send it into overtime.
Chi High needs to get a player in. A player came out.
That was Jackson Martin who came out. Braden Jaquish will come in.
Clock is running.
45 seconds and counting. 1st and 10 from the Chi High 46 in a three-point game for Holman. Gives to Smith, the fullback. He falls over a couple players down to the 42. Gain of 4. Next time they snap this ball, under half a minute to play. Chi High rushing Martin back out there. Ertz under center. 27 seconds. 26 seconds. Time running out for Holman. Ertz going to keep it himself, and Ertz is hit from behind, drug down.
Needed the first down. They're going to have to call a timeout. They didn't get it.
15 seconds left, and Ertz about 2 yards shy of the stick at the 39. As you mentioned, a timeout taken. So we will take a timeout as well. Back in 60 on WOGO Sports.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Going to go to Tetrault on this side. Tetrault catches it again. Unbelievable. His 5th touchdown of the night, the senior on senior night.
Down the sideline, he's going to go all the way. Mason Howard
93 yards to the house. Touchdown, Chippewa Falls.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's sunny below. Foot of snow. What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgala can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to Wirzgala.com.
From this 39-yard line, and Holman jumps. That'll make it 3rd and 8 with 16 seconds left.
Boy, and with yards at a premium, you know they got a field goal kicker that can kick the ball. He's got a leg on him. 3-point lead. They're thinking that they can get themselves within field goal position is all they have to do.
I believe Holman just with one timeout left, or did they just use their last one? I think they just used their last one, actually. 16 seconds left, 3rd and 8 from the 44. Holman, Ertz under center, going to give him the fullback straight ahead, close to a first down.
Get
on the spot. No, he's short. He's short.
That's huge. They have no timeout. It's fourth down. They're not in field goal position.
10 seconds left. The clock winding. 7 seconds, 6 seconds. Last gasp of Holman. Ertz going to keep it himself. There are a lot of people moving all over the place. Ertz gets the first down, but the clock is triple zeros, and Chi High is going to win this season opener for 2023 in thrilling fashion. The coaches may say that it was closer than it had to be, but the kids on the field, all they know is they got the win. 17-14, your final here at Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Beautiful Thursday night underneath the lights. Don't go away. We'll have the Post Glass post-game show coming up, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll have the great clips, great plays of the game, and the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap as well. Chi High able to get the job done, and Allen, little touch and go at the end there.
Hey, that's a lot closer than they wanted to be, but it's a win and great experience for these young kids.
And Dave, again, I'm sure when we talk with Coach Rakovic, he's going to talk about the youth of this team, but there are a lot of exciting moments as well, and we'll chat with him down on the field in just a few moments, see what he has to say.
He's going to talk about this just being another game that he walks out of there with a win, and that's what matters. A lot of things to learn, second half in particular, some mistakes to correct, but he walks out of there with a win.
Starting off his 50th season as a high school football coach. Well, we'll be back with Allen on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovic coming up on that post-class post-game show back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Hi, this is Dave Chuck, attorney and owner of the Chuck Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Chuck Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Chuck Law Office to your team.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy-efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Whether it's sitting in the bleachers of your old high school or driving through the neighborhood where you grew up, great memories stick with us as the years go by. I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I'd love to help your family start a lifetime of memories in a new home. Whether it's your first home, a place to retire, or anything in between, connect with me on Facebook at hollybovey.com or call or text me anytime at 715-577-HOME. That's 715-577-HOME.
Hi, this is Craig Toyson, and all of us at Toyson Ford would like to congratulate the class of 2023 on all of their accomplishments. With your hard work and perseverance, you've overcome so much over the last 4 years to reach the finish line. Now, it's time to start your next journey, and all of us at Toyson Ford wish you luck on whatever that may be. And if your journey involves travel, know that we are here to help you along the way, whether a new vehicle or just keeping yours safe and on the road. Congrats again, and know that you'll always find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Down on the field, Alan Dunham with Victoria's head coach Chuck Rakovich as Chi High wins 17-14. Down to you, Alan.
Thank you, Caleb. Hey, here with Coach Rakovich. Congratulations on the win tonight. What did you like?
Well, I liked the first half, I'll tell you that. We made a lot of mistakes tonight that could have shut this game out early, but... You know, give credit to Holman. Boy, they didn't quit. They came back and made a game out of it.
You've got a lot of kids had their first starts tonight, had a lot of quality minutes. What are you going to tell them on Sunday?
Well, first off, we're going to talk to them right after the game, and we're going to address some of the mistakes they made. And then Sunday, we got another game next week. We can't focus on the past. We got to move forward. We got DC Everest on Thursday, and that's going to be a battle.
Yeah, I noticed you've got a couple new coaches on the staff, guys that have played for you. They seem like they've got a great attitude. They have their kids ready to play. I just really appreciate the way you're able to put together this coaching staff. Did you like what you saw tonight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll tell everybody, I got the best coaches on earth. They're in for the right reason. They're intelligent. They know the game, and they're just a blast to be around. The kids love them. I love them. It's a perfect scenario.
Great. Congratulations, Coach. Looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Coach.
Back to you guys.
Thank you, Alan Dunham. Again, this is the Post Glass Postgame Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Our exclusive chat down on the field with head coach Chuck Rakovich. Chi High victorious 17-14. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes with the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats Recap brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernaiza Realtors. Names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Back in three here on WOGO.
Northwestern Bank. Delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, Service Master of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Service Master of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
When Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls wishes our local student athletes a fantastic season and salutes your hard work and dedication. When Family Dentistry provides friendly, family-centered dental care, and Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson are honored to be a part of the Chippewa Falls community. The very best of luck to all of our Chi High and McDonald teams from Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Nguyen Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Well, welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Caleb Swenson, Dave Check, Alan Dunham. Game one in the books for Chi High. Coach is addressing the Cards there on the south end of the field, now taking a knee down by the goal line. And just talking with Alan off the air here, Dave, I mean, this is a game that came down to one score, not even a touchdown, but 3 points. And I'm sure the coaching staff will have a lot of teaching points from that, saying this really shouldn't have been a one-score game. We had a lot of opportunities that maybe we didn't capitalize on. But at the same time, I think we saw that there's really a lot to be excited about for this Chi High team, this young Chi High team replacing 20 starters. And so there certainly are some opportunities to grow and build. But they're going to have to grow up quickly, as DC Everest in a second non-conference game is going to be a handful next week.
Yeah, there's definitely some positives and negatives to take from this and some learning to do. I think you take a Holman team that was a very one-dimensional team on offense. That's going to be a different story for the rest of the way in the Big Rivers. This Holman team threw the ball twice. That includes a two-minute drive, you know, where they threw the ball one time when they have to score in 3 minutes. They didn't get past the 50-yard line. That's just, you know, that's not something you're going to see all year long. Holman kind of gave us the game in the end rather than us earning it, because our defense was gassed. They were out there quite a bit. A couple of positives, though, is we saw our offense do a lot of different things and move the ball quite effectively at times. I think that's kind of a surprise. We have a young offense, young coaching staff out there, but they're really kind of doing some neat things out there, and that, I think, is impressive. You look at things that we can correct. There's some big turnovers, big plays on that went against us on special teams. Offense, you know, they may second-guess whether or not they wanted to go for it on that fourth and one. Could have called a timeout on the other one where we had to kick a field goal. Those are learning experiences for everyone. You know, that those are things that everyone can learn from. Defensively, solid game. They gave up a lot of yards on the rushing, but in the end, I mean, they held them when they had to, created some turnovers. like I said, the only thing I would say that defense can probably do better is maybe get in better shape, because they're going to be out there all year. And in the fourth quarter, you could kind of tell that Holman was starting to wear on.
Well, let's go now here on the Post Glass postgame show to your Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. What jumps out at you from the stats tonight, Dave?
Well, Holman 0-for-2 passing, obviously an entire running game for Holman, 50 for 243 yards and two touchdowns, a 4.86 average. Obviously, they picked it up a little bit in the second half. Chi-High offensively passing had 11 for 17, 94 yards, and one touchdown for Von Hayden. The receivers on that were Jackson LeMay, 3 for 46, and he's the one that had the touchdown. Jalen Smith, 4 for 25. Alger had 1 for 4. Fish had 1 for 22. And Neal had 1 for minus 1. I think in the second half, I missed who had one of a catch that was only negative 2 yards, so I don't think that they'll give me too much of a problem for missing who got the reception there. Rushing, it was LeMay that led the way as well, 19 for 113 yards and a touchdown, almost a 5.9-yard clip, which is really exactly what Chi-High had as a team. Neal, 2 for 13, Bush, 2 for 4, Von Hayden, 6 for 38, second-leading rusher, and then Smith, 2 for 15. Chi-High as a team, 31 for 183, 5.9 yards a clip. Pretty good rushing average for Chi-High. I think, you know, the turnovers were a big part in this game, but Chi-High was able to mix it up a little bit more. I think they made it a little bit more exciting. I like what they did more on offense than what Holman put forth.
Absolutely, and again, there's a lot to build off here and a lot to be excited about. That's the Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap, brought to you by Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bonanza Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME, visit hollybovey.com, or find Holly on Facebook. Final segment of the Post Glass and Mirror post game show coming up next. Right after this, it'll be the Great Clips, Great Plays of the Game before we bid you adieu on this opening Thursday night from Duray Field in Chippewa Falls. Back in 2.5 on WOGO Sports.
Thousands of Nicolet Bank Real Rewards checking customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011. Real Rewards checking has offered 3.00% annual percentage yield for the last 12 years. It's not new or trendy, just the real thing, year after year. Experience Real Rewards checking from Nicolet Bank and start earning interest on your checking account. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your local banker team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations, member FDIC.
It's 20 below. Foot of snow.
What? Oh, man. A dream?
If you're daydreaming about blizzards because your air conditioning just can't keep up, call Wirzgalla Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. The pros from Wirzgalla can turn that blazing hot home cool and comfortable. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgalla.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
So it's 2023, and what do we all see? Higher healthcare costs. But there's good news if you need an MRI. SmartScan Medical Imaging is open in Eau Claire, Wausau, and Madison. We offer new state-of-the-art equipment, highly trained staff, and expert radiologists. Our flat rate MRIs are $650 for most common MRIs, 50 to 80% lower than area hospitals, with results sent to your doctor in just hours. Give up nothing but the higher cost. Find out more at MYSSMI.com. MYSSMI.com.
If your home or business has damage from fire, water, or mold, call your local restoration experts. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley, locally owned. With emergency service always at the ready, ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley brings peace of mind. 24/7, 365. Carpet and air duct cleaning available too. Just look for the yellow truck. Call 715-723-9781 or go to ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. ServiceMaster of Chippewa Valley. Trust comes in the yellow truck.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Chippewa Falls Quality Service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. It's time for the Great Clips Great Plays of the Game, brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Well, a couple great plays in the second half, but let's dive back into the first half. That's when all the action really was in this 17-14 win for Chi High. Here's how the first half sounded on WOGO Sports. Starting trips to the right, single receiver to the left, and Mason Von Hayden, the senior signal caller, will take the snap. He'll flip it out, flare screen right side, past the 20-yard line, up to the 25, the 30, and loose across the 35, and still spinning, 40, 45, 50. That is Jackson LeMay, the 5'9 junior. And as Mike Thompson has said many times, Jackson LeMay, good at sports.
That's the way you need to.
A gutsy fourth and short from inside their own 30 that they converted, but now Carter Bovee standing to receive this, and the punter drops the ball. It's still loose. Chi High diving on it inside the 40-yard line, down to the 36. Trading turnovers, and the Cardinals have the ball in brilliant starting field position.
Yeah, that's one thing we forgot to talk about is special teams. Such a huge component of the win-loss record, and Chi High starting out, taking advantage of a fumbled snap. And, you know, as it turns out, Holman may have gotten 20 yards out of going for it, but in the long run, put him in a bad position here. For a spot, so we'll see. I think they definitely have confidence in their kicker from, you know, I'm not sure we have a 50-yard field goal kicker this year, but, you know, definitely in this range.
Four wide, split evenly left and right, third and goal from the 12, Von Hayden from the gun. Takes a waist-high snap, Von Hayden looking over the middle, got him, and it's LeMay into the end zone, touchdown, Chippewa Falls! Von Hayden to LeMay for six, and Chi High on the board for the first time in 2023.
Then again, I don't think we're going to have to worry about kicking, are we?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see how they
maybe
do on the extra point.
Cardinals with a touchdown lead, but again, of course, need to protect the football down here as well. Twin receivers to the left, single receiver right, ball on the far hash for Von Hayden, the senior. He's going to give it to LeMay, and LeMay splits it out to the 10, to the 15, outside the numbers, 20, 25, cutting back inside LeMay all the way up to the 31-yard line. A gain of 26 on first down for Chi High. Jackson LeMay out of the shadow of his own goalpost. High going hurry up. Trips to the right. Single receiver to the left. Von Hayden from the gun. Roll out to his right. Von Hayden looking. The senior will go right side. Good catch by Boland, and Boland doesn't go out of bounds. He cuts back inside to midfield and down to the 49. The athleticism on the tiptoe at the chalk. Jackson Boland leaves. They've moved at more of a ponderous pace offensively. First and 10 from their own 32. Hurts going to give to his fullback. Off right guard, Chi High says they jarred the ball loose. I think they did.
Wow.
Fumble, Chi High recovers.
Once again, offense can feed off this defense.
And then be golden the rest of the way. They've been impressive. First and six now from the 14. Von Hayden, delayed give. That's LeMay. LeMay skips over one tackle, cuts inside another to the 10. He gets out of another tackle, jumps loose to the 5, dives to the pylon. Chalk flies in the student section, and it's 13-0 Chippewa Falls.
What a heck of an effort, and just more of that same picking and choosing, finding the hole, and then just pulls over on the end.
I don't know how many tackles he broke, skipped out of. He looked like an animal dancing through bear traps or something. Now with their lead cut almost in half, 14-6. Fielding the ball at the 12-yard line. 15, 20, 25, 30, finding a gap, 35, 40, down the sideline, 50, inside Holman territory to the 45. How about that return by Boland?
Jackson Boland showing the wheels on special teams, and now that's going to give them great position and great momentum.
With you on WOGO Sports, Chris Perry running the Chi High live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube. Ertz the give straight up the middle, and there's a big hole, and the ball is loose. Chi High diving at it at the 38-yard line. Did they come up with another turnover?
I think they got it.
Waiting for the officials. Yes, they did. The Chi High defense answers the call again. And those are your Great Clips Great Plays of the Game brought to you by your local Great Clips of Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. With the Great Clips app, you can check in from anywhere and get a ready next text when you're up next for a cut. Download the Great Clips app today. Great Clips, it's going to be great. That finishes off the post-class post-game show. Dave Check, final thoughts. Chi High, 17-14 win here. Gets the job done. You get that 1-0 on the record book. And back to practice soon.
Well, like Coach Rako said, you may get the W, but we're focused on the next week, and D.C. Everest is going to be a big test for Chi High. Their offense is going to have to be a lot more spectacular than it was tonight. Their defense is going to have to defend the pass and the run. That's going to be the week we look at. Right now we had a fun game to watch, but next week is going to tell a lot about how the Cardinals are going into the conference season.
Other scores we saw, Rice Lake in non-conference action defeated by Menominee. Next week's opponent, D.C. Everest, was all over Green Bay Preble at last check. Hudson blanks Marshfield 31-0 from Raider Stadium tonight as well. 21-12, that final Menominee over Rice Lake. Thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Sam Aberle, also Chris Perry. Standing to my left here running the Chi High live stream via CFHS Media on YouTube. You can check out that broadcast as well with our WOGO play-by-play. Did get a final here. D.C. Everest defeated Green Bay Preble 40-21. Thanks again to Alan Dunham and Dave Check. I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night on this gorgeous Thursday night from DeRay Field in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, Chi High 17, Holman 14. We're back next week with Chi High and McDonald football on WOGO Sports. This is WOGO Sports Radio, your home for Chippewa Falls athletics. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi High football on WOGL has been brought to you Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, also by Quality Propane and Fuels, Johnson Roll-Off, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, also by Holly Bovia, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Nicolay Bank, and by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Where's Gala, Plumbing and Heating, Athletic Wellness, Wynn Family Dentistry, Pillar Bank, Smart Scan Medical Imaging, Great Clips of Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to Chi High Cardinals football on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.